Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, this is a very important radio transmission today. I'm going to attempt to remain calm and cover the hundreds of vitally important news reports on so many fronts as tyranny lashes out against humanity on a global scale. We have for part two of an interview we started yesterday, Dr. Lynn Horowitz joining us in the second hour today. He's filed a criminal affidavit with the FBI, directly fingering, pointing out who he states he has the evidence is behind the controlled release of the genetically engineered H1N1 virus and the subsequent forced vaccination inoculation campaign that's going on. Then Dr. Corsi joins us in the final hour. We've been talking about this for years, but people are finally starting to pay attention to it. Here in Texas and in California and everywhere else, they're putting in, quote, smart meters that track everything that's going on in your home through the electricity system with algorithms. They know off the different power drains and basically what appliances you're using, how many people are in the house, and they're going to regulate and tax and control every facet of our lives with this, with the green police. And this is openly stated. So that is coming up today. We have a lot of news and videos coming in as more and more of our listeners get Diginet.net surveillance camera pins and sunglasses, and there's other brands and models and companies out there. We're getting sent more and more videos of National Guard just randomly and regular Army troops randomly and Marine Corps troops all over the country just searching citizens, setting up checkpoints. We are going into martial law under NORTHCOM, and the 379,000 troops are now being deployed incrementally around the nation. This is Red Dawn. But it's not happening with a bang. It's happening with a whimper. And the military are being brainwashed and conditioned, and all of this is normal. The police are being brainwashed for the final complete takeover. And it is going to be hellish. They plan a Stalinistic, Mao-type, slash Hitler-type operation. And just a lot of you need to know, as things get darker and darker and worse, they're always going to have new excuses, new reasons they're doing all of this. It is going to be hell on earth. We've been fighting this as hard as we can, trying to warn people. A lot of people are waking up, but still a larger portion of people are literally mind-numbed. They have no idea what's even happening. The reports are now streaming in as the feds, with federalized local police, raid people at garage sales, looking at tens of thousands of different recalled toys and products that people have no idea were ever recalled, arresting people, fining them, feeing them. The hell is now being released all over the country. At different drug stores and different photography stores and Walmart. Now, if your children are in a towel, it's considered pornography. If your child's covered, but your boy or girl is showing their chest, even of a toddler, you are arrested. Your children are taken. $15 million fines for anything you're selling that was recalled even a decade ago with lead in it. The hell force is being released on farms and ranches, the environmental bureaucrats. They are raiding Amish. They are raiding people selling eggs on the side of the road and watermelons and squash. The hell force is being released, and it's just put in the news locally like it's a good thing. They're reporting it's happy and fun. They are just riding us down, grabbing us, hunting us. It is just hellish what is happening, and I am here tracking it, watching it, and it just tears my guts out. I mean, I really can hardly do the show anymore. They're poisoning the water. They're poisoning the food. They're just turning eugenics loose on us, incrementally turning the heat up every day, every week, every year, hitting us hard, hitting us hard. And the poor, stupid enforcers of all of this on their mindless power trips, pressing on the nerve of power, the priest of petty control freak power, have no idea they're in the eugenics crosshairs. I'm breaking it all down on the other side.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I'm going to be honest with the listeners of this radio show. I am intellectually, psychologically, spiritually reeling right now. I have studied deeply, with intense focus, different tyrannies throughout the last 4,000 years of large civilizations, of Homo sapiens sapien, our species on this planet, terra firma. And I get so close to the problem and so close to the predator class and how they hunt us and how they set up these predatory parasitical systems that I tend to become acclimated to what's happening and to not fully impart my perspective to the audience. I have been seeing thousands of pieces of news the last few weeks that confirmed to me that the analysis that I have been giving you was a gross underestimation of the scope and of the overall operations of the dark side, of the hell force, of the armies of wickedness and darkness. They are moving quicker than I believe they would. Their program is in full scale. They have turned up the ambient background of their social engineering and their tyranny, and they are now engaged in massive conditioning operations that have increased their propagandizing to an entire different magnitude of intensity and level. They are arresting people for things that aren't even crimes. They are engaged in color of law intimidation and harassment of the citizenry. They are brainwashing the police and military. And they don't care if it wakes people up that they're running warrantless checkpoints all over the country taking blood without warrants. They don't care if all over the nation they're arresting people and taking their children for taking a photo of their 2-year-old daughter, toddler, in their underwear, hitting their brother or sister with a pillow over the head. They don't care if it's obviously ridiculous and tyrannical for them to take people's children, if it shows two girls, one 16 months, the other 2.5 years old, with towels over their shoulders wrapped around their waist, if one breast, of course, they don't even have a breast, this little girl, can be seen. They hit you with SWAT teams, and they hit you hard. They are hellish. They are evil. And I ask God to judge these scumbag filth. I just cry out to God for justice against these people. They are just chewing through good people. They are hurting so many good people. And I'm tired of watching evil have its way with innocence. It's declassified that the Pentagon in the mid-70s was given hundreds of millions of dollars of congressional funding on record. We'll even get Horowitz to give you the document numbers. You can pull them up next hour. To create HIV in some countries in Africa, over 40% of the population have got it. They've done medical tests, and most of the people haven't even ever had sex. Most of the little kids have it in many countries. They've only had their inoculations. Their crimes are so massive, their crimes are so complete, their crimes are so legion, that it's like watching a giant army spill through the gates and just slaughter the people in front of me, and the public is mesmerized. They're in a trance. They've been bathed in tyranny from birth and in this psychological warfare system, and they don't even know it as they're being hacked down. And the most incredible part is the police, the military, the bureaucrats, the enforcers. Most of them are brainwashed to believe they're doing good, and others that are leading them are psychopaths and sadists and control freaks, and they enjoy it. And I want to tell you something, you sadists and control freaks. The way evil works, you are destroyed by your own evil. You drink the fluoride and the poisons in the water and eat the poisons and the lead and the mercury put in your food by design, on record. And you're fed on by your own system as well. You think you're part of the power structure. You're not. But I want to tell the military and police something, and I want you to listen to me very carefully. If you will simply go to YouTube or Google, you don't even have to buy the DVD. But in a way, by me giving it out free, it's like pearls before swine. You don't even appreciate it. That somebody make over a $100,000 film and give it to you for free. But how would I do anything other than give it to you for free? How? I mean, I make these films to reach people and to warn people. I would hope you'd respect yourself enough to watch it in the high-quality DVD and try to support people that made it, but I don't care in the final equation. We're able to fund our operation. That's what matters. But I would beg you, if you've got any soul left, any discernment left, any spark of humanity and decency left in that fog of, in that poisoned brain, to go watch Endgame and then go to whatistheendgame.com or endgamethemovie.com. Both those addresses will take you to the same URL, the same site. And to go to whatistheendgame.com and to look at that bibliography. Because when you watch the film and you see 20 minutes of that 2-hour, 44-minute film, the 20 minutes near the end is just where I list in rapid fire showing you AP, BBC, Department of Energy, Pentagon admissions of where thousands of times they've taken our soldiers and British soldiers and Australian soldiers and the Russians are the same, they did it, and marched them into containment facilities and murdered them with nerve gas. Now, I want to explain something to you. When you got a government that thousands of times has murdered our troops just to see if the Army and Pentagon medical officers would carry out the murders, that's what it was really about. They knew what the nerve gas did to mammals. If you don't know the people running the system are completely evil and completely murderous, how do you serve them? How do you make excuses for the system? How do you say the police state and the naked body scanners in the airports and the checkpoints and the license plate reading cameras and the smart thermostats on houses in California and Texas tracking everything you're doing in live time? How do you fools sit there and say, oh, we're the government, we're good, when the people running the government murder you? How? How do you not immediately join us in speaking out and standing up? How in the hell do you trust the government and sit there and take their stinking vaccines? How in the world? What is your problem? There are thousands and thousands and thousands of declassified examples of where they would take healthy foster children up until the 1980s, the last time this was declassified, because they only declassified for 25 years. And they take little one-year-old, two-year-old, three-year-old, five-year-old, sweet little children, and men in white lab coats march them in and throw a switch and shoot radiation through their bodies at different levels. Some dying on the table, strapped down. Some dying a week later, a month later, their hair falling out, their teeth falling out, blood pouring out of their mouths. And it's the elite's religion. I jog on the treadmill about 45 minutes every morning. And I'm watching a Mark Wahlberg film titled The Happening. And I actually know a producer who knows Wahlberg, and before Shooter even came out, said it was a film about false flag terror and I should see it, and that Mark Wahlberg was a fan of this show. So I'm not attacking Marky Mark. Never really tried to reach out to him. The point is I don't think he even understands what he's part of in this film, The Happening, where the plants release a toxin to kill the evil humans in the Northeast and kill tens of millions of people. And watching the film the last two mornings, I haven't finished it, I got a few minutes left, while I jog on the treadmill, in different scenes, they have billboards, one where they're leaving a model home community. And it says, model home, 1,600 and something homes, this is what you deserve. While in the background, over the shoulder of the billboard, people are committing suicide. That's what the toxin the plants release in mass does. And one guy, as this is happening, is laying down in front of a giant riding lawnmower. He turns it on and then lays down in front of it. As his body's being cut up, they cut to the billboard saying, this is what you deserve. And the whole film is saying, we must exterminate all of humanity. Humanity deserves to die. And an hour and a half into the film, I already had seen that message, seen it on other billboards in the background. And then there it was saying, you deserve to be killed. And I'm going to explain something to you. This is in almost every major movie I see now. This is everywhere. And they are going to have controlled bioweapons releases that are low level just to train you to go under quarantine and control. And once they've got you trained, they are going to release a bioweapon that is going to kill almost everybody. Now I want to explain something to you. This is guaranteed. And I keep saying we're 10, 15 years away. The way things are going currently, they could do this within 5 to 6 years unless we expose them. I'm telling you right now, most people listening to my voice right now are going to be killed by the eugenicist within the next decade. We are all dead unless we get the word out. I'm going to tell you, there's no doubting it. There's no debating it. And you fools argue with me that the government wouldn't stage 9/11 when they admittedly in one program radiated over 4,300 children to death. They will radiate babies to death. You better believe they'll kill you. All right, we're back live. I called him Mark Wahlberg. It's Mark Wahlberg and the film The Happening, where the environment gets mad at humans. The trees create a toxin and start causing everybody to kill themselves. And they've got Discovery Channel shows about the end of the world and about civilization collapsing and just scores of television programs coming out right now, preconditioning everyone with predictive programming to psychologically accept this when it happens. And all these big biology chiefs and government officials writing books and publications about how they can't wait for at least 90% of the earth to be killed. This is a final revolution of the scientific dictatorship to remake the world in their image, to play God. And they write hundreds of textbooks and white papers that we list here every day about how they're going to do it. They want a planetary world government to carry out the forced extermination incrementally. There is no doubt. And I just can't believe that they've got the general public fighting with each other over black and white and Hispanic and Asian and Christian, Muslim. And they've got us fighting with each other over all of this while they build their scientific dictatorship around us. Now, I'm going to talk more about the scientific control grid and some of the basics of it when we come back in the next segment. But we also were sent scores. We're reading over them, calling the numbers on the documents, collating them. We've confirmed several of the documents. This is breaking, extremely important news. Obama is all over TV saying no one will be forced to take the vaccine, but they're making in many cities and counties police, federal officers, medical workers, daycare workers, they're saying take the shot or you're fired. It's the local health department policy. So government is ordering this, and large mega corporations in health in the disease factories are pushing this. It is confirmed up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Home health care workers in New York required to get vaccinated. We have the policy document saying you'll be fired if you don't. Okay, here's another one. Daycare workers told she'll be fired for refusing mandatory flu shot, the regular flu shot. They're setting the precedent to force everybody. And then they're talking about making the public take it, the new H1N1, next week. We'll talk to Dr. Horowitz about the health effects of this vaccine and others. We've got Dr. Stan Monteef coming up this week, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny coming up this week, Dr. Ron Paul coming up Thursday. By the way, I just remember Dew is handling that guest, and he's going to be gone now in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania for the G20, where they have 2,000 troops on the ground. So take that over from him, please, Jaron, and nail that down. Double check that he's on Thursday, because they can get not flaky, but a bit. They always change the date when he's in Congress or change the hour he's on. So let's double check that today on Ron Paul for Thursday. Oh. Separately, the Christian Science Monitor and WorldNet Daily and others are picking up on a story we've been writing about for years. I'm glad they are. We were sent, when we first moved into this office a year ago, the fact that they're coming around without even asking, and they now added it on the side of the building, the smart thermostat, and through its algorithms, you can go to the websites of the big consortium that runs all of this. It's the smart meter. You can go to the smart meter website, the big consortium running it, and they admit that it has an algorithm. It knows what a toaster does. It knows what a microwave pulls. It knows what washing machines pull. It learns the cycles in your home, what you do. That information is given to police. If they gauge that you're using too much power in your house for who supposedly lives there, they SWAT team you, claiming it's probable cause for growing marijuana. That happens here in Austin. They raided a famous former UT professor, retired, of who studies fish, because the old lady had a bunch of fish tanks in her house and lived alone, and that was the evidence for a warrant saying she was using too much power. License plate scanning cameras, face scanning cameras up everywhere. It's just hellish what they've set up, and it's all a giant grid. Applied Digital, the Verichip Corporation, coming out and saying they've got the patents for implantable medical chips to prove that you've had all the shots you're supposed to have. That's all this current vaccine fear-mongering is testing the federalization of local communities and local police going under federal control. They use any big presidential or G20 or G8 or Fortune 500 event in the city for total lockdown, with the Pentagon running the cities. The reports are pouring in mainstream alternative news, violating posse comitatus, National Guard on the streets of Kingman, Arizona, running checkpoints. We're going to play that video later when we're live at prisonplanet.tv. That's up on Infowars.com right now, one of the top stories. Panamex, 2009 U.S. military exercise to train soldiers impose pandemic martial law. They mean business, ladies and gentlemen. We're being domesticated and acclimated to go under total control. Why? Because they're about to destroy our free market economy, to bankrupt basically everyone, to make you all go under government control so they can have their way with you. Well, stay with us. If you support taking the very dangerous flu vaccines they push every year, even if you don't care, the CDC's own internal documents admit that it causes and has been linked to serious neurological disorders. Is it good that the government is quietly forcing counties and states to make a lot of their employees take it and make nurses and medical workers take it, while telling them not to tell the public and not to speak out? I mean, is that freedom? Is it really freedom to have the government monitoring with a smart thermostat everything going on in your house? Is it really freedom to have face scanning cameras going up everywhere? Is it really freedom to now, if you take a picture of your daughter or son with a towel wrapped around them, they take your two-year-old? Is that freedom? Is it freedom to give you $15 million fines for garage sales if you sell any recalled products, having no idea what's been recalled, of the tens of thousands of products over the years? No. The system is changing all the regulations and rules and laws. This is just a government regulation with the flea markets and garage sales. It's a way to get in the average person's life, just the average hardworking person. You're the target of the criminals. When you have a tyrannical, that's all tyranny means, is a criminal government. When you have a criminal government, they want you disarmed. They want you to psychologically accept being dominated. So they just march up and say, we're going to take your kids because the state wants to raise your kids, as their government textbooks and white papers admit. You would say, no, you're a tyrant. I'm going to fight you. But if they say, oh, your child's overweight. By the way, in England and the U.S., they've snatched thousands of children from being overweight. that we know of. And first, they use an example of some 10-year-old who weighs 300 pounds. And then next, in Arkansas, it's kids that are even a pound over the body index, which, according to their index, you've got to be extremely skinny. So it doesn't matter if you're husky. It doesn't matter if you've got a thyroid issue. It doesn't matter if they admit that mercury and MSG and all the pesticides destroy the glands. Even Time Magazine's admitting that in an issue I've got here with Glenn Beck on the cover. Madman. They admit in here that the pesticides in the food's making people fat. They don't care. They're going to take your kids. It's about taking your kids, breaking up your families. That's what they state in EcoScience, written by John P. Holdren, the White House science czar. That's what they state in all these different government documents. That's what China does. That's the model of control. And we have a vicious predator class that has militarized the police, is now domestically using the military. They've basically gotten rid of posse comitatus through practice, through simple domination. And they have set up a system to engage in predator actions against the people. And they have created swarms of new bureaucracies and sent forth their officers to eat out our substance. As the Declaration of Independence states, we know what tyranny is, and this is the most organized, mechanized, scientifically focused, wide spectrum tyranny and oppression and despotism that I have ever studied or looked at. This dwarfs them all, and it's just now been constructed and built, and the finishing touches are being put on it, and it's being expanded, and it is metastasizing like a cancer throughout the body right now. And its goal is not to conquer you. Just like the Goldfinger quote, when James Bond says to Goldfinger, "Do you expect me to talk?" And he says, "No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die." There's no quarter. This is total domination. What did the Romans do to Carthage after they beat Hannibal? They killed everybody in the city, burned it to the ground, had their engineers come in, their Army Corps of Engineers, their Centurion engineers, and pull down every major facility, every major building. And then they took salt, which was money at the time, very expensive, tons of salt, and threw it into all the fertile fields so that you couldn't grow there for hundreds of years. God help us. That's what we're facing now, and that's what neo-feudalism is. And literally, I couldn't count them all last night and this morning. If you go to the search engine and type in the term New World Order and click news, hundreds of reports the last week. World government, New World Order. Gordon Brown says he wants global tax. Prince Charles says you shouldn't be able to own a car. Taxes on this, taxes on that. And then right out in the open, it's admitted that they want to set up a one-child policy starting with getting rid of the tax credit. California is trying to pass that at the state level. First, they're going to get rid of the tax credit for when you have children because of their expense. And then overnight, England, Australia, New Zealand, many areas of Europe are announcing huge multi-$1,000-a-year fines for more than one child. And some countries are saying children, period. They're going to bankrupt the jobs, get you on government welfare and government control, and just tax you. And then if you can't afford the children and you go on welfare, they're going to take them and they're going to sterilize your children and rape the ones that strike their fancy. God help us. This is so hellish. Why do we have to have this happen? We got to get in the streets and take action and speak out against this. But I'm going to tell you something right now. Just like the establishment as social engineers that study how humans operate and how people tend to stand up and resist peaceably, Bill Clinton was put in power to expand every policy of George Herbert Walker Bush. Seamless integration between the presidents. After they're out of office, they admit they've been buddies the whole time. 11 meetings between George Bush Sr. and Clinton when he was governor. Private meetings on record. Totally staged. For a time when For a time, the CIA section chief in London ran Hillary and Bill. That's now declassified. Then in the mid-70s, when he was CIA director, George Herbert Walker Bush managed and handled William Jefferson Clinton. They then ran narcotics together at MENA. I've had the CIA officers on record. It's admitted, even on the local news there. The point is, it's seamless integration from Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama. Totally seamless. And when Bill Clinton came in and started going after the guns and saying we want to disarm people and admitting it on MTV, they knew there'd be a resistance. So they put Newt Gingrich in with a contract on America, not for America, to act like a conservative, but then to discredit and to derail the freshman Republicans and to make sure there wasn't a real rebellion in the House. It's the same thing. And now they know both parties are discredited, so that won't work. So you already have these giant tea parties and demonstrations happening everywhere. First, the media demonizes it, says it's all staged by Republicans. Wasn't true. Then Glenn Beck, who had been maneuvered into the position, began sponsoring giant events and then taking them over. And you'll have 2 million people who can't even hear what Glenn Beck's saying at the head of them on loudspeakers. And then they have in front of the media Glenn Beck and Fox News directing them and telling them what to say and do. Media Matters' George Soros puts it up, showing it staged to discredit it. Glenn Beck poses for the cover of Time magazine, sticking his tongue out, the cover of Esquire, fake crying. He's meant to discredit us, and at key points, to call for Ron Paul supporters' arrest, to call for the military to be used against Ron Paul supporters, to say there are no FEMA camps when the mainstream media is admitting they're FEMA camps and saying they're good. He comes out and says they don't exist. He comes out and supports the banker bailout. He meets with Bush more than any other talk show host in private meetings. That's on record. We can play clips of him saying, I've met with President Bush. So they positioned him to make sure there isn't a real peaceful revolution through the House of Representatives with the new group of Republicans that are undoubtedly going to come in 2010. And then in 2012, I predict that Barack Obama is going to be one of the most despised and hated presidents ever. He's meant to do that, to take all the blame for the agenda, just like Bush. And then the next puppet's going to come in, and that's going to be the one you got to watch. Now, Obama's still got some tricks up his sleeves, a lot of other things he's doing. He's also meant in the name of creating racial harmony. I told you, and we've covered this in the Obama deception, that he would be meant to bring in racial division. And he has his surrogates go out, White House operatives, and say, any criticism of government health care, any criticism of new gun control, victim disarmament, any criticism of any of their agenda, you are a racist. Then he goes on David Letterman and says, oh, no, I was black before the election. I don't think it's about race. And he sounds magnanimous and friendly and good. So, see, the government comes out and says we're going to have forced inoculations. He, like the big daddy, says, don't worry, you don't have to, but I think you should. Then they go ahead and push with forced inoculations behind the scenes. His surrogates come out and say, if you criticize him in any way, you're racist to create racial division. These phony liberal talk show hosts all push it on TV and radio and in print. Jimmy Carter comes out and says it. The surrogates come out and say it, the front men, the shills. But then he comes out and soothes everybody. This is how they operate. This is how they run their system. And they do this on every front. All of his major administration people are in eugenics groups. They write eugenics books, the most horrible stuff you can imagine. We cover it here. And then he comes out and says, oh, no, I don't want all of this to happen. Oh, I don't want a global tax. Here it is. Here he is playing the good cop. His surrogates play the bad cop, create racial division, make everybody fight with each other, divide and conquer. Then he comes out and acts like the unifier. Here it is. In just a moment, the video should load for us. I guess we can't play that. Sometimes our computers crash. But ladies and gentlemen, I understand their program. Once you know the less than 100 tricks they play, it's a playbook. Once you understand how they operate, once you understand how they operate, it's just, it's good to know their operations. It's good to know their tricks, but it's also very, very disgusting and very, very painful because they enjoy it. They enjoy manipulating. You know, I would think, because we all tend to judge the world through our own eyes. We all tend to, if we're a nice person, if we're gregarious, if we're friendly, if we have a good nature, we tend to think everybody else is like us, and that's not the case. I've actually found that a lot of people who find out about how humans operate, that find out psychological tricks, who get trained by government and industry and PR and propaganda, it is my experience that a lot of people, when they find this out, get a sense of satisfaction and they laugh about it and they enjoy it and they write books about it and they celebrate feeding on people and dumbing people down and using their ignorance to control them. And in fact, they write textbooks and debate and discuss how they want to dumb people down further and how much fun it is and how good it is. They understand what makes us tick, and it's very, very funny to them. But you see, the higher-level controllers understand how to manipulate the low-level parasites and controllers, and you're just as manipulated as people that are more ignorant, more dumbed down than you, below you. And you talk to yuppies. I found that yuppies and people think they're part of the system and make $100,000 a year or whatever. You'll explain to them how things are operating, and they go, I know that, so what? And they'll giggle and go, if people are dumb and vile, that's what they deserve. And I go, but you're being manipulated too. We're going into a very oppressive system. Tyranny isn't cutesy. Tyranny isn't funny. It's very dangerous. See, all of us, all of our ancestors come from adversity and strife and war and great defeats and great victories and great struggles for humanity. But particularly American frontier folks were already the most bold of Europe, the most daring, the trailblazers. And they had the pioneer spirit and the instincts and the will to go out and face the truth and face the reality. And so from a social Darwinistic perspective, because there's truth to, you know, any of these systems they roll out, I sit here with my antennae recognizing a threat, recognizing a police state grid. I recognize it before I ever read their white papers and their systems of control. And over the years went and discovered their white papers. And it's like reading something I would write if I was doing it from their perspective. I know what the next line's going to say. When I read their psych warfare manuals that have been declassified, I understand it before I even read it. It's amazing because once you have the knowledge, you understand it. But it's so bizarre to read it from their perspective, doing it to the people. It's just so horrible. But here's Obama sickeningly playing the good cop on Letterman Monday night.
Noticing when they would have these the town hall meetings and there was vitriol and general animosity and anger and shouting and pushing and just unsavory behavior reported. Now, I don't know if it was generally speaking, but it would be reported here.
See, they can beat our heads in with billy clubs. They can do whatever they want. The system can be abusive and aggressive, but we're supposed to be docile like jellyfish. We're not allowed. See, it's unsavory. It's bad to say, no, we don't want something that's unconstitutional and unpopular. Here's what Obama says.
days ago, Jimmy Carter started talking about this behavior and was speculating that perhaps this unease or poor decorum was because people was rooted in racism. Is he onto something there, or is that just something to talk about?
Well, first of all, I think it's important to realize that I was actually black before the election. So the
really, this is true.
This is true. So
how long have you been a black man?
And so the American people, I think, gave me this extraordinary
honor. All right, hit pause. We're going to come back to this when we get back. This is Mind Control. Now listen to Obama here. He says, I was black before I was elected, which is actually the true response. That's good propaganda mixes truth with lies. That's the point I've made. Record numbers of white Americans, right at 50%, who voted for Barack Obama. And so we were all meant to come together and then be betrayed. And that's exactly what Barack H. Obama is doing. That's what his job is. So now he plays the good cop. All his surrogates go out and commit this horrible act of creating division, making everybody think that there's racist everywhere and that everyone hates each other. But the government, it can be the conciliator. It can pass hate laws. It can restrict free speech. It's going to handle it. They're race pimps. They're Balkanizers. That's what the Romans would do in Europe when they were taking over different areas. They would play different tribes off against each other. They exploit differences, petty differences. But then he comes out as the conciliator, and then he says, oh, the presidents always get attacked. And he talks about Ronald Reagan as a way to manipulate conservatives. And he says, you know, I'm making some changes, and some people, and he shows his fingers about an inch apart. The nonverbal message is, with sign language, a tiny minority. But he doesn't have to say it's a minority because the polls actually show it's a majority disagree with him now. But he implies, oh, it's just a tiny group that disagree with me. Here it is.
Well, I think it's important to realize that I was actually black before the election. So,
really, this is true.
This is true. So,
how long have you been a black man?
And so the American people, I think, gave me this extraordinary honor. And that tells you, I think, a lot about where the country's at. I actually think that what's happened is that whenever a president tries to bring about significant changes, particularly during times of economic unease, then there is a certain segment of the population that gets very riled up. And it happened. FDR was called a socialist and a communist. You know, JFK, there were all kinds of names hurled at him. Ronald Reagan, when he came into office, he was moving in a different direction, and people were sure that he was bringing the country down. And so this is not untypical. One of the things you sign up for in politics is folks yell at you. But I think that what has been missing from the conversation is that the overwhelming majority of people, Republican or Democrat, I think they just want to see some common sense. They want to see some honesty and integrity in Washington. I think they're turned off by the shouting.
Okay, that's enough.
Yep.
He goes on to lie and say people are turned off by the yelling and screaming, and they just want integrity and honesty. The image is he's got integrity. He's got honesty when he's lied about everything he said he would do. That's why his support is waning. But there they are, injecting racism, injecting division, and then he poses as if he is above the fray. He is above it all when his controllers are giving the orders to his minions to go out and create this division. It is outrageous. And we need to get on the offensive against them, pointing out that they are the race pimps. They are creating the racism. This is just absolutely disgusting. But they want to, through political correctness, cow any debate and any criticism of what they're doing. Before I end this hour and come back with Dr. Leonard Horowitz, and we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv for the members of PrisonPlanet.tv when this radio show becomes a TV show at 8 after, I want to encourage everybody to remember Camp FEMA American Lockdown that I consulted on, and I'm one of the main featured presenters in, really documents the FEMA camps, your neighbors, your friends, your family. They need to see this film. This proves the concentration camps, the martial law takeover. Great film by William Lewis, available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Get Camp FEMA today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz joins us for part two of an interview we started yesterday dealing with the flu and key information coming up in a moment. In the third hour, I'm going to spend some time on the open announcements of world government and global taxation. I'm also going to get into the family courts and how they're saying if your children are overweight, they're going to start taking them, even a little bit overweight. And all over the nation, I see these reports every week or so. Now, not only if you show your 18-month-old sitting on the toilet being potty trained or getting out of the bathtub, not even showing their private parts, photos that 99% of Americans have of their children. Now, if you show your girls or boys with a towel around them and show their chest, your children are taken. The police raid your house. This is an 8-minute clip. We've got links to it up on Infowars.com. But I'm going to play part of this going out of break because you need to know, even though this ABC News report sounds somewhat fair, they still act like, well, maybe it's needed. And like, well, the family didn't know. They took the photos to Walmart, and now ABC News has shown the photos. It's little 2-year-old, 18-month-old, you know, younger girls with a towel wrapped around their shoulders. But you can see, you know, one of the little girls' breast. Oh, this is over. It's evil. Now you go to the beach and you see toddlers running around in diapers. But see, they like to hunt you down and get you at your house when you're all alone. But they are going to start coming to the beaches. In fact, they're already starting that. They're going to hunt everybody down. They want you in their system. Here's part of that clip coming up.
The couple now suing Walmart after they lost custody of their 3 little girls when a Walmart employee turned in their family photos of bath time, calling them obscene. We're going to talk to the couple live in just a moment, but first, their story. Anthony and Lisa Damari went to this Walmart in Peoria, Arizona to get their family vacation photos developed. But an employee there quickly raised a red flag. Mixed in with the 144 snapshots were 8 pictures of their 3 little girls playing during bath time. The girls, then 18 months, 4 and 5 years old, were partially nude. The Walmart employee called police, who decided some of the photos could be child pornography. Despite pleas by the Damaris that the photos were innocent shots of the kids goofing around at bath time, Child Protective Services removed the 3 girls from their home. But a medical examiner found no signs of abuse, and a judge ruled the photos were harmless.
The authorities need to prove intent on the part of the parents, some sort of sexual intent. And once a judge reviewed the situation, I think everybody agreed that there was no such sexual intent.
After a month, the girls were returned, but the damages were done. Lisa was suspended from her job at a school for a year, and the couple says they were put on a list of sex offenders. Now Anthony and Lisa are fighting back with a lawsuit against Walmart and the city of Peoria. And joining us now from there in an exclusive interview, Anthony and Lisa Damari is actually how they say their last name, and also their attorney, Dick Treon. Thank you all three for joining us this morning. And Lisa, let me begin with you. This happened a year ago. The photos were taken in August of 2008. For a time, you didn't have your 3 little girls with you. You do have them again. How are they doing, Lisa?
They're doing really well, I think, considering what's happened. But sometimes we don't know the effects that children experience and are undergoing when they've been through something like this. Occasionally, my oldest has a lot of anxiety about going over to other people's homes, her family members who she's very close with, and they talk about it sometimes. They refer to it as the stranger's house.
I know. It's been a difficult, difficult year for everyone concerned. And AJ, take us back, if you will. You take their digital photos. You take the memory stick into Walmart. Tell us what was on that memory stick. There are over 100 photos.
There was, like you said, 144 photos. The majority of them were from a vacation that we had taken with a bunch of our friends in San Diego. The photos that were in question, I believe of the 13, only two of them were from that vacation.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz is with us for the rest of the hour with investigative journalist Sherry Kane, who helped him write up his lengthy affidavit he's given to the FBI implicating who he believes the evidence shows is behind the purposeful release of this genetically modified and laboratory produced H1N1. And we're going to talk about a host of issues with both of these researchers, Dr. Leonard Horowitz and Sherry Kane, here in this hour today. I want to get into what's in the vaccine, what the adjuvants do. I talked to Dr. Stan Monteith, who's coming up on the show later this week, medical doctor, and he said it's really bad stuff that's in there, but also that the CDC has issued a report saying that they believe it's going to peak sometime in the next few weeks as the flu vaccine begins, and it's not even killing a lot of people. It's not a big deal. So if it's engineered, why would they engineer something that isn't that deadly? But then the other issue is we know the adjuvants with the anthrax shots with the troops is what was killing them and maiming them. So we'll talk about that with Sherry Kane, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, right now today. Great to have you both here with us.
Thanks, Alex. Great to be with you.
Great to be with you, Alex.
How much can you tell us? Tomorrow you're going to be putting out a release on several fronts. How much foreshadowing or sneak peek at that can you give us?
Well, I think that the facts of the adjuvants, the ingredients in the vaccinations, hideously implicate the Baxter Corporation and the links between the Baxter Corporation, Safeway, the entire national health care reform agenda. You're not going to believe. I mean, it's incredible that America's health care reform agenda is actually being set and forwarded by people with intimate links to the swine flu vaccine. This is one of the reasons why you go into Safeway food stores today and they're giving you a 10% discount if you take the shot right then and there in the store. And when you look at who's in charge, we're going to be naming the names. We're going to be showing you the connections between the flu scam and the healthcare reform issues. And please look forward to it. It's going to be a stunning revelation. We're going to ask for a boycott of all Vons as well as Safeway food stores.
Well, here in Texas, and I know it's nationwide, the biggest chain, Walgreens aggressively pushes it when you come in the door. They're like, take a shot. You need it. It's for your children. And they've got bureaucrats and doctors everywhere going to schools, confirmed in the news, saying you got to take it. You got to give it to your kids if you love your kids. CPS is saying it may be abusive. You don't. We've confirmed. We got the letters from nurses, medical workers, people working in daycares and public schools. And these are up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, confirming that Obama's a liar, saying you won't have to take the shot. Through color of law, they are pushing this aggressively everywhere. Sherry Kane and Dr. Leonard Horowitz, what can you tell us about that?
I can tell you that my latest press release is going to be titled Safeway's Killer Flu Shot Marketing Campaign. What doesn't kill you makes you sicker. Steve Bird, who's the chairman, and he's also the president and CEO of Safeway, and the founder of the Coalition to Advance Healthcare Reform. The organization is called CAHR. Apparently, they're working overtime to promote this vaccination campaign, and they are catering to uninsured, low-income public and blue, blue-collar workers for just under $30. You can walk into Safeway Bonds and get vaccinated. They get you in the front door. Somebody hands you a flyer with a big smile, tells you that they get the flu shot in their in-house pharmacy. On your way out the door, if you don't go for the flu shot, they get you while you're swiping your credit card, which is going to be a photo I took of it in my latest press release. And it's going to show you where they're offering you 10% off your grocery purchases if you get that flu vaccination right now.
I mean, folks, come on. This, I mean, a 10% off the average grocery bill of $150, we're talking about $12, $13.
Exactly.
I mean, this, they are really pushing this. With a government with a history of genetic engineering, of eugenics, of poisoning vaccines, of radiating foster children, of black men and giving them syphilis, Tuskegee. I mean, how would anyone trust these people?
Well, that's the greatest point. I think you really have to look at how persuasive the mainstream media is and how malfeasant the officials are to actually say that these vaccines are safe and effective when actually the science disproves all of that.
And one of the big questions actually is who's actually giving out these vaccines in the safe way? According to the Infectious Disease Society of America, which is not on our team, they claim that these are travel medicine providers that have no experience. They're unqualified, untrained. They don't know anything about the side effects. If somebody is already not feeling well and they give them these vaccinations, it can be deadly. So, firstly,
that's right. In fact, a medical doctor or a nurse will ask you if you've already been sick, if you've already had the flu, if you've got pre-existing conditions, do you have allergic responses to vaccines? And I was talking to one of my employees. His mother's not in the medical field. She was offered $45 an hour to go to events and give people shots. They're not trained in the multi-use vials to use the needles properly. I mean, this is hellish.
Hellish. It could be contamination, lots of contamination involved. And I would recommend that no one rolls up their sleeve for any vaccination. One of the main ingredients is the MF59, and you spoke about that, which has this the submicron oil and water emulsion of squalene, which is an adjective, and it's unlicensed in the U.S.
You know, the other thing that the additive that is implicated is IL-2, interleukin-2. There's also non-oxyl-9. What we're going to be coming out with tomorrow are the links between the fact that Baxter's vaccinations are being produced not in the chicken embryo, but actually in the Vero green monkey kidney tissue cell cultures with SV40, simian virus 40 contaminants.
And that's not your opinion. Bild, the biggest newspaper in Germany, reported that 3 weeks ago. I know you have new info. Give us that new info now. But they have top virologists in the paper. Saying, look, this is being grown in monkeys with cancer viruses that will kill humans, period.
Right. And then now you understand why they're putting non-oxyl 9 into the adjuvant solution, because it's a virucide. It basically is associated with killing HIV, which is linked to SV40 in the scientific literature.
But the medical doctors I've talked to have confirmed if this is right. They're saying that with the virus RNA, that it doesn't even kill them, that it just still combines.
That's exactly right. Well, that's why it's such a risk. What they're producing is another potential deadly AIDS, HIV, because they're injecting live reverse-engineered viruses in the flu vaccines with all these recombinants in it, and basically it's literally a witch's brew.
I'm going to stop you. Then I'm going to sit back, and I want you to have the floor, Dr. Horwitz, until we go to break, and we'll come back to Sherry. But I don't want to just glaze over this massive announcement. It is confirmed that they're growing it in the monkey kidneys. It's confirmed those monkeys carry virulent virus that they admit has killed tens of millions worldwide. Government admits that, the SV40, simian cancer virus, and that it's in there. And this is massive news. It's in the German and British news. You'll never hear it here. Explain to people what SV40 does. Go ahead.
Simian virus 40 is the 40th monkey virus ever discovered. It was actually stolen by Dr. Maurice Hilleman. On YouTube, you can actually view the segment I put up several months ago where Hilleman, Merck Sharp and Dohme's, Merck Pharmaceutical Company's chief vaccine developer, admits bringing the AIDS virus into North America in these monkeys that are currently being used by Baxter to produce the flu vaccine.
And he laughs. It's very funny.
Yeah, it's sick. It's actually on YouTube. It's check out Merck Chief, Vaccine Chief, brings AIDS to the world. And so what you're looking at is SV40, and I have a publication in Journal Medical Hypotheses that goes into detail about how the hepatitis B vaccines, as well as the polio vaccines, were contaminated, and that this is what, according to all the scientific evidence, brought HIV/AIDS to the world. Now, what they're currently doing, another breaking news, is that number one man in the United States on HIV/AIDS, he's the AIDS czar for America. His name is Dr. Anthony Fauci. He's the co-patent holder on interleukin-2, which is another adjuvant additive in this vaccine. So what you're looking at is interleukin-2 and its relationship to boosting and actually manipulating the human immune system, combining that with the non-oxal-9. In essence, this adjuvant is preparing the population to be infected with HIV-like viruses.
So it's a soft kill preparation.
It's actually another mutation of HIV for immune suppression and human population reduction.
Well, I mean, I'm no doctor, Dr. Horowitz, but the interleukin you mentioned, I've read about that as one of the dangerous HIV drugs they were forcing on New York foster children and killing them with it.
That's exactly right. And the most recent studies are that they're not helpful. They've tested them in thousands of HIV/AIDS patients over long periods of time. It was developed initially to say, well, we're going to increase CD4 helper cell levels, but in essence what it does is it falsely prompts the immune response that then the cells are so sick they don't really respond to HIV. They're overwhelmed, and the patients die just like every other non-treated patient.
So basically, and I've read the studies about cancer being associated with an overly active immune system, it finally just burns out, gives up. My God, this is so diabolical. And it goes back to New York City with the big Rockefeller Foundation that discovered the cancer viruses and pushed it, that controls the big medical trust that you and your affidavit are saying is running this whole operation. Stay there. Dr. Leonard Horowitz and Sherry Kane, stay with us. The five companies putting out the H1N1 flu vaccine. No, the Army admits that the adjuvants that were very similar to this put in the anthrax shot for the troops killed a bunch of people and maimed thousands. That's on record. Dr. Horowitz, am I right in saying, and also Sherry Kane, from your research, that they are fully conscious of what they're doing, A, and B, then, what is the master plan? What is the point of all of this?
Well, the actual adjuvants and the squalene that are included, there's no doubt that the scientific literature slam dunks the contraindications of these. You really, again, have the scientific agenda that says that this is more toxic than helpful. And, you know, it's kind of like the same scam of how the concentration camp victims were lulled into believing they were actually going to go in to take a shower for public health and disinfection. Here we're allegedly adding squalene adjuvant to reduce risk of vaccinations and increase efficacy of vaccinations, and that it's the science is actually the opposite. And I think what the agenda is, again, my concern about this is, and then again, there's a good researcher out there, Bill Alec, who likewise confirmed yesterday, after our show, Alex, that the most likely scenario is, because there's such incredible amount of investment in this scam, that the authorities are likely to release something or do something that is going to compel the expenditures and the use of the stockpiled vaccinations so that even that they would save face. I mean, you just mentioned a couple minutes ago that there's really nothing happening. And you know, they've hyped us all up, and they've spent these billions and billions of dollars to prepare us. And what's the likelihood? Is this just going to just go away? I don't think so. It's not likely. The more likely scenario is, I mean, I pray it will go away. I pray that nothing will happen, and I pray that the government would simply cease and desist based on the several litigations that have been filed even in the United States now.
Well, Dr. Horowitz, look at the political landscape. Even Dick Armey has said he thinks Obama's using this hype to pass his eugenics health care. They need their new Bank of the World. Everything legislatively is coming up in the fall and winter. This is a perfect cover. And we know they're suddenly putting troops on the streets everywhere. The news reports are coming in. The amateur videos are coming in of Marines and Army searching people randomly. They're now medicalizing the police under federal grants to take citizens' blood. I mean, they're definitely built up to show that this isn't just some tabletop drill.
Right. And, you know, you look at the Wizard of Oz. Who's pulling the strings? And, you know, Sherry Kane can comment in detail on this Mr. Bird, who's in charge of the organization that's advancing health care reform in the United States, and his links to the Merck Pharmaceutical Company, SmithKline, Beecham, all the drug industrial.
Sherry, tell us about that.
Basically, Steve Bird, he's in bed with all of these other pharmaceutical companies, and they are all on the same campaign together to get their message out. I mean, you know, I want to go back to what Dr. Horowitz said about you know, World War II. I mean, one of Hitler's most famous quotes was, "Make the lie big, keep saying it, and eventually they will believe it." So, I mean, this is part of what they're trying to do. They're brainwashing people into believing that there's this mass epidemic going on when there actually isn't any epidemic going on. It's being created by these people, and they're all pulling the strings. I actually am doing research, and so is Dr. Horowitz, on Rupert Murdoch, who is the on the board. He's one of the top heads of the Partnership for New York City. And if you check out Partnership for New York City, you can link all the people on there. It's like a who's who. You'll see that there's people like the Thomas Glocer, who is the CEO, the director of Reuters. I mean, we know Reuters, right? The wire service. This guy is also the director of Merck Pharmaceutical. I mean, the same person that's out there controlling what we say is the same person that is manufacturing these viruses and these vaccinations.
And by the way, Sherry, did you see the Reuters article on September 16th? Flu experts gear up for pandemic vaccine worry. And they say, look, millions are going to die. They're going to think it was from the vaccine, but it's not. It's a mass diagnosis that, well, let me read it. 1 million heart attacks, 700,000 strokes, and 900,000 miscarriages. U.S. public health officials want Americans to know these will happen every year, whether we're out the swine flu vaccine campaign. Yet this year, they know a significant number will be blamed on the H1N1 vaccine, which will roll out within weeks, and they are struggling to be ready. So when we come back in the long segment coming up, I want you both to comment on this, because they're saying, look, a lot of people will take the shot, a lot of people will die, but it's not the shot.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Leonard Horowitz and investigative journalist Sherry Kane join us right now. You can go to fluscam.com to see the affidavit and see all the other research Dr. Horowitz has. We're going to go back to them in just one moment. I did want to tell all the TV viewers that I consulted on this film. I am one of the main featured people in the film. So my detailed research on the FEMA camps, where they are, how they're run, how they're rolling out the military, NORTHCOM, how they use sports stadiums under Operation Top Off and their tabletop exercises in NLE 09. This is really a film I'm proud that I'm in, and I'm really proud of the job they did. For anybody that wants to know the truth about concentration camps in America and how they want to use pandemics and other excuses to roll it out and condition everybody to accept it, Camp FEMA, American Lockdown, is the film, ladies and gentlemen. It's available at InfoWars.com. You can also get some of my other films at half price when you get them with Camp FEMA. And it is just an amazing documentary. I hope everyone will visit InfoWars.com and order the DVD. We've been shipping it out since last week. In fact, we even got it first. We're shipping it before anybody. And these are sold out many other places. We happen to have them. So, again, Camp FEMA American Lockdown that I consulted on and I feature massively in. Just an amazing job by William Lewis and Gary Franchi. And will we end up in these camps? See what the experts have to say. Camp FEMA boasts an all-star lineup of guests who have dedicated their lives, sacred honor, and fortunes to upholding the U.S. Constitution. The evidence is strong and their warnings are clear. Camp FEMA, available at InfoWars.com on the online video bookstore. You can also call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or you can, again, also write to us. It's 1995. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Again, that's InfoWars.com, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Camp FEMA, Endgame, Terror Storm, the Obama Deception, books, videos, all the best stuff I've seen out there. Not just my films are there. We also are now carrying Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's book, Foul, revised and updated. Bird flu, it's not just what you think, goes along the same line as the swine flu, understanding the police state, what the vaccines really do. That's available at InfoWars.com as well. And she's joining us, by the way, on Thursday. Dr. Ron Paul is also on. I want to get back with Ms. Kane and Dr. Horowitz here in just a moment. But first, Dr. Horowitz, you have tetrahedron.org. You have other sites, and you have researched this, and you have also a lot of fact sheets and other things about how to get your immune system up, how to protect your body. Tell us the best site to learn about your books, your films, your materials.
Well, the best preventative that I recommend is oxysilver.com, and the best place to order it is online at 888-508-4787. I'm sorry, for people who are not on the internet, they can call toll-free 888-508-4787. I don't worry personally. My family doesn't worry about the flu because we are covered by OxySilver. I urge people to learn about it because it's not just even a top-rated silver hydrosol. It goes way beyond. It takes people into, and actually is the first nutraceutical that actually brings you into the understanding of bioenergetics for protection, which is where we really should be going.
And I'm going to have you back up in the next week specifically on that, so people can go to fluscam.com and find that?
Yeah, fluscam.com has links to OxySilver. Also, the affidavit, like you mentioned, is on there. There's a tremendous amount of information. There's counterintelligence propaganda flying everywhere. The National Vaccine Information Center.
Yeah, let's stop right there. That's a good next question. You're believing they're going to release something. Finish up with that, and then let's get into their counterpropaganda, their lies. I see them on the news saying there's no mercury in it, even when they admit down in the article that there is thimerosal. I see them saying there's not an adjuvant in there. I see them just engage in unbelievable propaganda.
Okay, now, you mentioned earlier on, and I applaud you and Charlie Sheen for putting this into the release that you guys did on 9/11. You know, remember they said they already reported Building 7 was pulled before it was pulled?
Yes.
Now, this is the same kind of thing. They're reporting that this is going to be a horrific thing before it's a horrific thing. And they're actually, if you look at Ms. Kane's research and my research into the Partnership for New York City, and you have the Rockefeller link to the royalty of Europe. Literally, this organization, it was chartered by the royal family of England. When you understand the Rockefellers are behind everything from New York City Blood Council that put together the New York City Blood Bank that, like Baxter, spread contaminated HIV in the blood supplies. Baxter, of course, put it out in the clotting, in Bayer Corporation put it out in clotting factor 8, and Baxter put it out in the heparin. HIV, we're talking AIDS. We're talking
again, these are on-record mass killers. They were convicted of that in French courts and didn't even get in trouble worldwide. And it came out in the court documents that Bayer especially knew for 10 years it was in the factor 8 and shipped it out to millions. I mean, they are, again, the history these people have of doing this over and over again, and then we're the weirdos for not trusting them.
Right. So this is why I'm very concerned. I mean, honestly, I think that these people's backs are up against the wall. We've been out there successfully now persuading the public to open their eyes. And so they're really now stuck between a rock and a hard place. They've got to, in essence, produce a pandemic. They've got to show us that they were right all along. And that's what I'm mostly frightened about.
Now, you spoke yesterday, and I want to get you to comment on this, and then Sherry, that, and this is in the UN press releases. We've covered it. It was in documents 3 months ago and this 4 months ago, and this really got going in April, that they have these virus simulants, and they use other terms, that are really viruses that they say they released to prepare people's immunity. I mean, and then they just kind of announced this huge issue like it's no big deal.
Yeah, that was confirmed a couple weeks ago by the World Health Organization when the propaganda became thick and heavy because they realized that the physicians already, over 50% of the doctors are not going to take it, nor are they going to prescribe it for their patients. So when they needed to promote this flu vaccine, the World Health Organization issued a statement wherein they actually reinforced what I had already reported with you on this show, whereby we said that Dr. James Robertson, the World Health Organization director for influenza, who was in charge of selecting the viruses for the vaccination companies, and that this doctor and Dr. Woods, who he works with, came out and actually said that we're going to release in advance, we're going to seed the population with viruses to allegedly, they say, enhance our immunity against the pandemic that's forthcoming. So when I... That's what we reported with you, Alex, was that the Mexican flu outbreak was the most likely the seeding, and that this now transition as the virus is going from America to Asia and then to Europe, the Euro-Asia connection. Now you've got Baxter, the most untrustworthy company in the field of pharmaceuticals, is actually spreading HIV, I'm sorry, spreading avian flu, H5N1, in their H1N1 vaccinations to 18 European laboratories, and they say it's an accident. At the same time, you've got a train that somehow there's an accident in a laboratory. Vials blow up inside a box. I mean, it's ridiculous accidents that are happening.
On a train, and remember, this is Baxter with Bayer knowingly shipping out the AIDS product.
Right.
I mean, this is incredible.
It's unbelievable. And there's no mention of this on the mainstream. So we're really looking at absolutely with the new affidavit. With the affidavit, you've got the definitive proof. You've got all the links that show you that the Rockefeller Trust from the Partnerships of New York City is intimately engaged in not only the deception through the mainstream media, but actually engaged in the vaccination intoxication and the dissemination of these hideously toxic vaccines.
Now, I want to go back to something, and I want to get your take on it and then Sherry's take on this. We have confirmed, this is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and we're getting more and more of these every hour coming in from Texas and New York and Illinois, healthcare workers, school teachers, people that run daycares, daycare workers, police. They're being called in and they're told, you got to take the regular flu shot, and many of them in the last 2 weeks have already been forced to do it through color of law. They're told it's a new regulation. The Fed said we have to. They don't show them any law. They say we're under level 6. And they say, don't tell anyone we made you do this. I mean, how criminal is that? How obviously underhanded and stinking to high heaven is that? And we now have these documents. In fact, we'll go to InfoWars and punch it up on screen. It's got the document posted in the article, home healthcare workers in New York required to get vaccinated. That's on the main page of InfoWars. You click on it, and here's the letter where they're told, you take this or you're fired. So Obama's saying you don't have to take it, but quietly they're testing to see if they can force the medical workers and police to do it, because if they can force them, then they can try to force the general public.
Yeah, my greatest urging right now is for all the attorneys who have a heart for humanity to advance the temporary restraining orders based on the evidence that we have on the vaccine adjuvants. That alone, the toxicity and the science and the documentation, even congressional records, is enough to say, hey, courts and judges, please stop this right now. And I really am not seeing a lot of heroic attorneys come forward. And the ones that I believe are heroic, I just watch them stalling and stammering and debating whether or not they should do, X, Y, Z. You know, gee whiz, we're running out of time.
Well, even if you're for taking all these poisons from Baxter and Bayer, who knowingly ship out HIV-filled factor VIII, killing people in mass on record. I mean, we can pull up the MSNBC report. I mean, this is not us just saying this. I wouldn't dare come out and just say that about Bayer or Baxter if it wasn't in the news. I get emails saying I'm making it up. No, these companies admittedly do this, and then now we're going to trust their vaccine that the squalene alone, the Army admits they suspended the anthrax campaign because it was killing the troops.
Right, and it's more concentrated in this, according to the reports that I've been reading.
And, Alex, I also want to add that Baxter is in partnership with CSL, which is basically the Australian pharmaceutical company that is connected with Rupert Murdoch's research institute. That's Murdoch Children's Research Institute that is actually conducting swine flu trials on babies and children up to 8 years old.
And pregnant women.
And pregnant women. And there's a class action suit against Baxter and CSL right now. There's a small hospital that is suing them because they are restricting the blood supply that the hospital has. And so what that means is it's all connected dots. I mean,
well, these companies connect back to New York because I had the doctors involved who were in the prisons. I remember back in the late 80s, they banned prisoners giving blood. But in Arkansas, Clinton would ship it out to New York, then to Toronto, and then to these companies filled with HIV. People they knew had AIDS and hepatitis were allowed to give. They do this because they're eugenicists.
Yeah, exactly. And again, I want to reinforce the American Red Double Cross. The American Red Cross was created by the Rockefeller Brothers. They first started the Blood Council of the City of New York that then gave rise to the American Red Cross. So what we're really witnessing when we give blood to these demons, we're really allowing them, they're using our blood to transmit disease so that their drug industrialists can make vast fortunes off of humanity's suffering.
This is just hard to deal with, knowing the facts and seeing how diabolical this is. Dr. Horowitz, from studying how they've done things in the past, you predicted the anthrax attack successfully with total precision and said it would be through the mail because you saw their studies on it. Looking at other studies they've done with dark winter and other flu pandemic scenarios for martial law lockdowns, how do you and your crystal ball see them releasing something? Where, what areas of the country, how would they do it? What should police that are waking up but are compartmentalized, what should they be on the lookout for?
Well, I think Los Angeles is the highest likely place that a central intelligence agency, because Rockefeller controls CIA, and CIA is on top of all the infectious disease organizations. That's according to their own documentation. They see infectious disease as a national security risk. So CIA oversees NIAID, Dr. Fauci, he's a puppet of CIA. So we're looking at, if you read the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, like I said yesterday on the show, I came out with the title long before September 11th. And you think about Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, Toxic Warfare. Very few people were talking about that back then. And evergreen helicopters and the covert operations, the fronts for the CIA that are operating the aircraft, it could either be spraying, they could easily redo what they did in the New York subway systems and in the tunnels of Pennsylvania Turnpike. Years ago, CIA and United States Congress investigated CIA wrongdoing involved in spreading biological weapons over San Francisco. They could do the same
thing. New York subway, deaths resulted, details remain classified, 1968.
Right, exactly. So these are their capabilities. And again, I believe they're stuck between a rock and a hard place, and I believe that, you know, because we're all waking up, and I believe that just like you shared with the pre-announcement that Building 7 was already coming down in Europe, That's a Ken. Thomas Glocer runs Reuters, intimately connected to the drug industrial.
And it was Reuters. I want to just stop you. It was Reuters. At first, two BBC channels simultaneously reported the exact same text. Their news reporters reading off teleprompters said Solomon Brothers Building 7, 47-story building, has fallen completely from fires into its own footprint. And then the firefighters are all standing there, and then they hear the countdown. 25 minutes later, they're told, get back, we're bringing it down. This is on CNN video as they're running, and then it blows up. And then BBC said, no, you don't have that video. No, we lost the video. No, it isn't real. Then they made a TV show on BBC last year admitting, okay, we just screwed up. And then the reporter admitted on the BBC News article they wrote, the editor of the BBC, of BBC News, admitted Reuters, quote, screwed up, and an hour before gave us an internal news brief that Building 7 had fallen with how it actually fell. Okay, that's like saying somebody's going to have a heart attack in an hour who's walking along healthy. Police are going to come back to you and say, did you poison them? How did you know that Bob, who was 45 and, you know, in perfect health, sitting at a park bench, was going to die in an hour?
They had a crystal ball, Alex.
They had a real crystal ball, and then it came out, Reuters. I don't know if you knew this, doctor, but you just brought it up. But we discovered Reuters was the one that sent that to BBC.
Yeah, and that, look at also, before anybody knew anything about this H1N1, Reuters reported that it was a combination of avian, swine, and Spanish flu viruses that now they agree, that the scientists agree. How did they know that early on, and how come they reported that? And then when you just consider
then it turns out they had patents years before. Stay there.
Or older.
Found us. Strange days have tracked us down.
They're going to destroy us. If we don't stand up to them. We're going back to Dr. Lynn Horowitz and Sherry Kane here in a moment. They'll be with us 30 minutes in the next hour. Then I'm going to cover the CPS coming after people's kids for no reason. $15 million fines for garage sales. If you have any, even 10-year-old recalled product, having no idea what you're selling. That's all coming up. A bunch of global government economic news is coming up as well today. And we're going to open the phones up in the next hour at 1-800-259-9231. If you're a nurse, if you're a doctor, if you're a police officer, if you're a medical worker, that's what the lines are for, only for those calls or from people who've been ordered to take shots or have had them pushed on them at school or work. Anybody who's been in part of these military checkpoints that are popping up, that's coming up in the next hour. 1-800-259-9231. You can also call our hotline here in my studios, not just the Minnesota studios, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. We're going back to Dr. Horowitz here in just a minute. I did want to let you know about some of the sponsors that make this radio show possible briefly. One of them is eFoods Direct. Look, in these insane economic and biological times and all the things that are happening, I believe in storable foods. These last more than 10 years in climate controlled, 10 years guaranteed if it's in your garage like mine is. I don't have room in my house. I've got a 3-year supply for my entire family. And I bought other storable foods, didn't like the quality or they were old. These are non-GMO, non-hybrid, freshly packed. Everything but the bananas is grown right here in the U.S. This stuff is packed every month. Biggest outfit out there, longest continually operating. eFoodsDirect.com. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. 888-409-5633. Give eFoods Direct a call. Don't procrastinate. 888-409-5633. Or check them out on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Ladies and gentlemen. Also, diginet.net. I noticed we were sent a video of National Guard running an illegal checkpoint in Arizona with the police. Somebody shot on a diginet.net pin. Very inexpensive, high quality, solid state. Press one button, it records audio and video. They've got sunglasses that have a tiny camera and little chip in them that are awesome. In fact, we've got some of these. Don't let the guys forget not to take these to the G20 that's coming up because where they got 2,000 troops on the ground in Pittsburgh. I'm sending three guys up there. Burmese is going, Dew, and Douglas. Anyway, side issue. The point is, diginet.net, have a, something that can be a record in court, anything. Great for journalists. Great for people stopped by the police. Diginet.net. That's diginet.net. Ladies and gentlemen, or give them a call at 888-344-6681, 888-344-6681, diginet.net, diginet.net. Now, we're about to go to break. That was a short segment. We're going to come back in the next 30 minutes and take your phone calls for Dr. Leonard Horowitz and the investigative journalist he's collaborating with at fluscam.com, his website. And, of course, we are going to continue with your calls. But when we come back, I do, after this one-minute break, 70 seconds if you want to be technical, with a station ID. I want to ask him about this Reuters article that I was just mentioning. I just had it in front of me. Well, I'll dig it out during the break, where they are openly saying that all these people are going to die. They are openly saying that that even though there's going to be all these deaths after you take the flu shot, it's not the flu shot. And it's Reuters saying this. This key group that Dr. Horowitz and Ms. Kane, Sherry Kane, are saying are connected into all this intimately. So I'll get their take after this quick break when we come back in 70 seconds to start the third hour. They'll be with us for 30 minutes. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231 on the flu issue. Okay, that's what we're taking calls on right now. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Big Brother. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here is the Reuters article. And it says millions of people are going to die after taking the flu shot, but it's not the flu shot that's going to kill you. They're diagnosing everyone, saying there's going to be no adverse reactions, even though they admit every vaccine, even those that push them, have adverse reactions. And Dr. Horowitz, Sherry Kane, you were bringing up this director of Reuters, who's also a Bilderberg member, being a key operative in this and profiting from it and knowing. And the medical community is asking, how did they know day one that it was swine, bird, and human all mixed with the H1N1? Dr. Horowitz and Sherry Kane.
Well, Thomas Gloster, who is the CEO and director of Thomson Reuters, which is the world's largest international multimedia news agency, is also the director of Merck & Company, which is the leading pharmaceutical company in the world that manufactures influenza and HPV vaccines. And he's also on the board of directors for Partnership for New York City. Again, we go back to David Rockefeller's Partnership for New York City, which if you look at the people on that board, who are also in charge of rebuilding the World Trade Centers in partnership with Jerry Silverstein Properties, Jerry Silverstein, who purchased the World Trade Center 6 weeks before it came down, we can look at all the people that are players in this. Rupert Murdoch, who has the Murdoch Children's Research Institute, who is partnered with CSL, which is Australia's leading biopharmaceutical company that produces the avian and H1 swine flu vaccination, and is now conducting swine flu vaccination trials on children between 6 months and 8 years old. They have recruited in Melbourne about 100 Victorian children aged between 6 months to eight who were targeted for study in collaboration with the University of Melbourne and the federal government of Australia. The person that runs that is Sarah Murdoch, who is Rupert Murdoch's daughter-in-law. And, okay, so he is the chairman of the Partnership of New York City, but here's something really interesting. Co-chairman for the Partnership of New York City is a man named Lloyd Blankfein, who happens to be the overseer for Weill Medical College of Cornell University, which had the very first well-publicized university outbreak of the swine flu. So I don't know.
Yeah, they've been using those as hype. We noticed 3 months ago they'd have military drills of locking down universities, and then those universities are the ones where they hype it and claim there's been 2,000 cases.
Right. So it's a RICO scam. It's an organized crime ring, and it's being run initially out of New York by David Rockefeller et al.
And he in the Encyclopedia Britannica, the founder of the Rockefeller family, and then his son, and now David, in all the literature, mainline Pulitzer Prize-winning books, Black's book on it, it's always the Rockefellers. They created the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. Hitler thanked them in his speeches and in Mein Kampf. I mean, these guys have set up the architecture of our planet. They're social Darwinistic eugenicists. Dr. Horowitz, can you speak to their mindset briefly?
Well, the mindset obviously is either they're extraterrestrial or they're absolutely demonically traumatized when they're young. And because when you study, as I have, and I've worked with the FBI's official methods and materials in diagnosing organized serial killers and apprehending them by understanding their mindset.
Yeah, that's how you first got famous back in the 80s.
Right. That's my area of primary expertise, Harvard investigator, in regard to looking at, you know, medical sociology, psychopathology, and how we can try to change, how we can actually develop beyond this trauma-based...
Stay there. I want to talk more about that, because that's right. You were all over the news in the 80s exposing the doctors with the AIDS and killing people and all of that. And so that's your degree, is in studying that type of special medical criminology. That's why you could predict the anthrax attacks with total precision. That's how you were able to predict all this. My God, Dr. Horowitz, what an asset you are, my friend, a true maverick, a true Renaissance man. And you've got a great investigative journalist working with you as well, Sherry Kane.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to your phone calls here in just a moment, but the break interrupted Dr. Horowitz. Dr. Horowitz, you're talking about this being a crime syndicate, a racketeering operation. All the evidence is there. You were finishing up with studying medical criminology, and then we're going to go to calls. Go ahead.
Well, again, you know, there's so much evidence that shows when a child is traumatized, and basically that's how medicine is actually, the doctors are actually Manchurian candidates, licensed to kill. They're brainwashed, mind-controlled slaves by trauma. The whole medical education process reflects what takes place, has got to take place in serial killers' minds, because what happens, the neurology gets crossed. What brings people, normal people, joy brings them anxiety, and what brings normal people fear and horror brings them joy.
Instead of nurturing, they enjoy strapping a child down and ripping their teeth out with pliers.
Yeah, they actually do. That's exactly how organized serial killers feel and think, and because of the trauma that they sustain when they're child, their children.
Look at Stalin, look at Hitler, look at Mao.
Yeah, and this is what's going on in these secret societies. They're basically, you remember there was a reporter several years ago that was, I believe he was killed after going in, and George H.W. Bush was asked, you know, what about the skull and bones? And he laughed. Well, that reporter was actually videotaping them conducting mock killings. And so this is kind of what we're dealing with. We're not dealing with normal human beings. And this is what your number one risk in society is. As a behavioral science expert and a medical sociologist, I can tell you that the number one risk that people have this concept that there can't possibly be people who are so evil, when in fact it is your love, it is the truth in your heart that really... It's inconceivable to you that people could do this.
That's your blind spot.
Risk.
That's why women, you know, got in the yellow Volkswagen with Ted Bundy. Look at this evidence. Eco-science alone, when he went before Jay Rockefeller to be confirmed as the White House science czar, and we have these clips in the upcoming film, Jay Rockefeller worships him. They worship Zbigniew Brzezinski because he brags he helped kill 3 million in Cambodia funding that. That's their rock stars. To them, they want control so they can kill, just like other tyrants, when they get control, suddenly start setting up death camps in every case. This is their beauty. Black uniforms, piles of dead bodies, torture, screaming death, Hellraiser, Event Horizon type stuff. This is what they're into, and eco-science is admitting they want to kill at least 80% of us, and they believe it's beautiful, and it's totally sick, and they put their messages everywhere. I was telling people earlier, Dr. Horowitz, I was watching this morning on the treadmill, I was jogging, I was watching Mark Wahlberg's film titled The Happening, where the environment gets mad and the plants kill everybody by making them commit suicide with a chemical the plants release. And as this guy is being run over by a lawnmower, he turns on the big lawnmower, the big riding mower, runs it over him. It cuts to a billboard that says, "This is what you deserve." And it's all these movies and all these shows about everybody dying from a bio release. They are getting everyone ready for this mass killing.
Right. You know, and again, to do that, you're not dealing with anything normal. It's either extraterrestrial or it's trauma-based, you know, human that's become a organized mass murderer. And that the
by extraterrestrial, you mean demonic?
Yeah, again, because, you know, I have a spiritual orientation. And basically, you know, it's talked about in the Bible. There's things called Nephilim, fallen angels, who come into the daughters of men, change the genetics, and that's why it rained for 40 days and 40 nights back in Noah's age. We're dealing with the genetic engineers of today. And, you know, my own orientation to this is that, you know, the Creator is not going to stand for it. You know, there's nothing more powerful than the Creator in the universe, and we who are working for the Creator, you know, there's a lot more light than darkness, and basically...
You know what's funny? The transhumanists that I covered in Endgame, to a man, Kurzweil, all of them, say they're going to be gods, they're going to become creators, they're going to merge with machine, and then they're going to kill the rest of us. And to a man...
That's what they're up to.
I mean, even if this isn't real, I mean, even if they're just delusional, these people are crazy.
They're out there. They're completely gone. And the sad thing is that the normal human being can't conceive of the devilishness of these people and what the risk is to them for not waking up.
Sherry?
I believe that these people are definitely worshiping Satan. If you even watch the film Eyes Wide Shut, one of Stanley Kubrick's last film, it gives you an example of the kind of people they are. And
by the way, they killed him and cut 25 minutes out. I have that from sources in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. I believe that.
You know, I snuck into the real Eyes Wide Shut Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, wow. That's great. Yeah. I applaud you.
It's amazing. I mean, I knew that something happened with him because he was really revealing. All of his movies were about based on truth. And
well, I mean, here's an example, Sherry, that I want you to comment on that. Dr. Eric Bianca, who made headlines 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago, saying, "I want a weaponized Ebola to be released, kill 90%. I'm ready for my family to die. I want to die." Rob Jacobson was at Whole Foods the other day. The girl saw him with the somewhere in my stack, Newsweek, the case for killing Granny and how great it is to kill the old people. And he said, "Well, they want to kill you too." And she said, "Good, I need to die. Humans are bad." But going back to Bianca, you go to his UT website. I checked it again a month ago. It's still there. This is the official UT website. It's him dressed as a druid with a big beard and talking about how much he loves Lucifer on the UT website. And every time you research Maurice Strong or any of them, they are completely open worshipers of Lucifer. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, the whole idea that Satanism is even much more mainstream than people realize. I mean, look at all the followers of L. Ron Hubbard, who was a well-known Satanist. This man was following Aleister Crowley, and there were so many people involved in his group. So if you really research who's involved and all the people and players, they see it as not only they don't see it less as a religion, but more of a reason to do these killings. It's a group. It's a socialized psychopathic organization.
And, you know, the outcome is this indoctrination of the culture. We are an American medical culture that we've now been engineered, behaviorally, socially engineered to become. And this is the greatest challenge. You know, it is a complete fraud to say that the behavioral science is a soft science compared to, let's say, you know, mathematics or physics. Those are considered hard sciences. But the truth of the matter is the most powerful and the most well-studied and meticulously directed science of all is the mass mind control mainstream media's behavioral science.
And the Pentagon says that. They admit it. They say 90% of warfare is psychological. If the people will just become conscious of this, we can beat it. But if you won't wake up out of your trance, folks, there's no hope.
Right.
Leah, son is in school, has a story about the flu shot. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. First off, I want to say thank you for waking up. We've been listening to you for about a year, and this is the first time I've called. My son came home on Friday from school saying that he was asked to escort a student to the front office who was ill. They had placed a mask on the ill child's face and had my son escort him to the front office, to the clinic, while waiting to go back to his classroom.
See, this is a fear-mongering indoctrination where they get everybody trained to freak out so the medical mafia can come in. So your son is escorting him. Go ahead.
In the office, he's waiting for his somebody walking to the class. Your nurse say to the child, I'm going to give you a shot just in case it's the swine flu. He watched the nurse give a shot. He then watched the nurse on speakerphone call the boy's parents afterwards and inform the parent that she had given the child a shot and that they needed to come pick him up. And the mother was furious as far as my son said. Her reaction was, what? I'm coming to get my child. They went up to the school.
What is the name of your school? This is huge. So without parent consent, your son saw them inject. What's the name of the school?
The name of the school is Zelda Elementary School. It's in Orange County, Florida.
Okay, your phone's cutting out. Well, elementary in Orange County, Florida?
Zellwood Elementary School in Orange County, Florida. And we spoke to them this morning. We spoke to the principal. We had a meeting with the principal. The principal said she was going to look into it. My husband proceeded to leave. I stayed. I was going to go on a field trip today. The principal then called me and my son, as well as the clinic nurse and his teacher, my son's teacher, into the office and intimidating, sort of, asked my son, did you see this? And my son said, yes, I did. The nurse proceeded to stand up, smack her hand on the table violently, and call my son a liar. Completely upset, spoke with another parent of a student in the same class. She had no idea that anyone was in the school. We've gotten no notice that someone...
Well, let me stop you. That's what they do. Obama says there's no shots, but we have the letters confirming from the nurses they're forcing them. My God, stay there, ma'am. Dr. Horowitz, we may have to keep you longer into the hour to take more of these calls. They're all lined up here with people here witnessing this. I mean, this looks like this is criminal if this is true.
It is criminal. It's absolute official criminal malfeasance and beyond gross negligence. Gross negligence is where you basically, you know what to do, but you don't do it. This is where there's an actual agenda to inject, and somebody's telling me.
Well, hold on. How many hospitals have been caught when parents say no vaccines, they take the baby away and inject them? That's illegal. They just do whatever the hell they want. They think they're gods. They're a priesthood of control freaks. Sorry, doctor. Go ahead.
That's exactly right, and this is what I've been absolutely appalled at. People in public health and the officials in medicine, these are supposed to be my colleagues. These people are absolute mass murderers, and they've got to stop this.
My God, and they know we're waking up to them, so they're trying to come in, scare us, set the precedent to forcibly inject. Stay there, Leah. Finish your story. Recap it when we get back. And Paul, Louisiana, friend told to take a shot at work. Nate in Georgia, Anthony, Elijah, and others. Stay with us. Okay, Leah, son in school, Zellwood Elementary, Orange County, Florida. So the nurse slams her hand down and says, you're a liar to your son. What about this other little boy? Was he there? Or I guess he was at home sick.
No, actually, he had showed back up at school on Monday and told everyone that he had had swine flu. And I really just want to put this out there because we were very persistent today that we had told the principal, we only want verification that this did not happen. Allow us to speak to the other child's parents. We can have a meeting at the school. She refused to do that. My husband asked. He said, fine. Because the principal
Well, listen,
said,
find out
do?
The kid's name. call the parents out of the phone book, and then you've got a major lawsuit here if what you're saying is accurate. Now, this is, it's the same MO I've seen. It's the same pathology here, because now they're trying to cover up what they did, and you get those two families together, it's over for these people, and we need to make examples out of them, because I guarantee you, this is, it's the same MO. They shoot up the nurses and then say, you're not to talk about this. Dr. Horowitz.
We've got to make them the models for simply cease and desist restraining orders. We've got to basically hold them accountable for this gross breach of faith and trust that we have in our school administrators who are simply following out a vaccination intoxication depopulation agenda.
But, doctor, are you not supposed to give a flu shot to somebody who's already got it?
Yes, there are numerous contraindications. That's one of them. Also, there's 15% of the population, approximately, that have eczema. That's an autoimmune disease. It's an ailment that also indicates your immune system would be potentially overwhelmed by vaccinations. All of these risks are being completely neglected. The school administrators, as well as what's taking place in, like we talked about earlier, Safeway supermarket pharmacist we interviewed the other day had no clue what's even in the vaccinations that he's administering.
And we asked him, would you take this vaccination yourself? And he said, of course not. Well, then I asked, how can you administer it?
Oh, 2 years ago, I had the Prince George County, Maryland state attorney on. He was on CNN saying the kids got to take the shots. Images of police dog barking at kids, 2,000 kids being shot up with their families, crying, saying, I don't want it, but I have to, or I'm arrested. All color of law. They use truancy laws to do it, saying you'll be kicked out if you don't take the shots. Well, then we'll arrest you for that, when they couldn't do it. And then I had him on. He said, yeah, I don't vaccinate my kids, and started laughing at me. It's funny, isn't it, Dr. Horowitz?
Oh, it's disgusting. You know, I again, it's a demonic, sinful spirit that takes over these people's minds.
It is a spirit. More and more I realize, just as a layman, not even coming to this from a secular perspective, it's like a download. It's like a giggling demon. It's like funny and happy, and they love it, and they laugh when they're stealing people's kids. And what is that? It's like they're all the same. Their eyes are the same.
Yeah, it's a cult. It's a cult indoctrination. They have literally been brainwashed by the use of trauma into a certain track mentality, and it's a consciousness. It's a, you know, like there's a cognitive, there's a little voice in the back of your head that sometimes you have to say, shut up, will you? I don't want to do that. These guys are ingrained in it, engaged in it, and it has taken over them. They have no reasonable sense. They have no desire to look at the facts. They have no desire to even look at the science. They are simply following an agenda like any mind-controlled Manchurian candidate would.
That's it. I mean, more and more I realize it, and I read Pentagon documents, psych warfare documents that are declassified. They say they're putting the public into a state. They say a lower alpha state. They say that they don't want the public to snap out of it. The general public is hypnotized. Once they're hypnotized, they can put in the programming, and we're literally dealing with people that have been turned into nothing but biological androids.
Right, and then when you really consider this in the theological sense, if you look at the book of Revelation, for example, it says those who fornicated with the devil in the end times and deceived the wealthiest men of all the nations. That's, of course, the Rockefeller et al. Group, because to deceive the wealthiest men of all the nations, you've got to be mega wealthy. They practice sorcery. Look up the root word in concordance of sorcery. It's pharmacopoeia. These are the pharmaceutical industrialists that then cast magic spells, says the Bible. Magic spells, what is that? A hypnosis machine, television.
Pharmacia.
Murder.
Pharmacia. That's why the symbol of medicine is the double snakes.
Exactly. So this is, we're dealing with the end time scenario here. And these are the demons. We've just now, the affidavit exposes them royally. We now know who they are. We now know how they're operating, and we can't trust them. Now we've got to simply continue to wake up our beloved friends and neighbors and relatives to say, hey, if I love you and you love me, we've got a problem here. Let's do something about it. And we've got to get these attorneys to literally issue their restraining orders, not only on these administrators, but also on the health officials.
We got a break. We're going to race through five calls on the other side. Your call straight ahead. final segment with Dr. Lynn Horowitz and investigative journalist Sherry Kane. Going to go to your phone calls right now for people that have been patiently holding. Leah, stay in contact with us with what's happening with your son at that school. We'll try to nail down if that happened or not. Let's talk to Paul in Louisiana. You're on the air. Go ahead, Paul.
Yes, sir. Alex, I'd like to thank you and your family and let you know we're praying for you and yours as you do that job. I appreciate it. I had a friend of mine's a nurse, and they gave them the option to take the flu shot, but they didn't threaten their jobs. They just told them you'd have to wear a mask, you know, for the next, what, 6 months or so?
A yellow
so
star.
She answered them and says, I'll just do the Michael Jackson impression. So she opted out. So the rest of them didn't seem concerned. The doctor didn't seem concerned. And later, she came down with some symptoms, I guess flu-like, which a lot of symptoms are. So he starts treating her for the flu, you know, automatically. Nothing, no questions, just start treating
her. Yeah, we see a lot of that, Dr. Horowitz, where people don't even have the flu, but they put out false reports that they do.
The other thing is that the treatment, if you think about the abuse of antibiotics and how antibiotics toxicity, and the concept of us constantly creating new microbes from overuse of antibiotics, even for viral infections, they're prescribing antibiotics, which is they should be prescribing antivirals. And then the antivirals, like the Tamiflu, totally toxic. You know, again, this is why I urge people to consider the silver hydrosols, especially oxysilver.com.
Absolutely. Thank you, Paul. Good to hear from you. Nate in Georgia has questions for our guest. Go ahead, Nate.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? It's been a while.
God bless you. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted about the swine flu. I had two stories I wanted to tell you. A couple weeks ago, my fiance's little sister, she went to a school in Roswell, Georgia. It's called Centennial. And when she went to school, when she went to go see the school nurse, they told her that she had to take the swine flu shot. And if she didn't take the shot, the teachers would be arrested and charged with a misdemeanor. Well, the nurse, you know, kind of knew how to get out of taking the shot, had her sign a waiver saying that she was a Jehovah's Witness and she couldn't take the shot. So that's how she got out of taking the shot. And then another story, I was at Publix, which is a store down here in Georgia. I was here in Publix. I was walking through the store. One of the coworkers, you know, all of the grocery stores give the swine flu shot now and the regular flu shot. So this guy just went and got the swine flu shot in the Publix store. Well, 2 hours after he had the shot, he had it was like a stroke-like symptom. Bust his head on the counter, literally split his head open in two, fell on the floor, was all bleeding and shaking in convulsions as if he was having a stroke. They called the police, and the people around him, I'm like, well, what happened to him? They said, well, the only thing that happened was he took the swine flu shot a couple of hours ago, and then he, you know, went into convulsions. And I'm just amazed that the people sitting around him didn't put two and two together and realize that the swine flu shot.
Well, that's because Reuters has told everybody you're not allowed to say it's connected to that, even though every other vaccine always causes things like this to happen.
And who is the director of Reuters? Thomas Glocer. And Thomas Glocer is also the director of the Merck.
Which is the largest vaccine manufacturer in the world, mostly responsible for what we're looking at, HIV-AIDS today, by the transmission through the hepatitis B vaccines, given between 1972 and 74.
I mean, imagine you're in a maze and you're stuck, and there's no exit, because everywhere you turn, there's another connection to all of these people. They're all in collaboration with each other. It's
and they're
scary.
Hunting us. They're literally doing what psychopaths do. Thank you so much, Nate. Anthony in New York, flu questions for the guest. Go ahead.
Okay, hello? You hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello? Yes,
go ahead.
Thank you. Alex Jones, I deeply respect and I'm grateful for your show. I've been listening to it for a couple of years now, and Dr. Horowitz, you're one of my heroes. I'm greatly informed by all the research you've been doing. And I don't know, I'm in a predicament that you are also in, Dr. Horowitz, which is I have a school child here, mine in a school in New York. And I have started to read your affidavit, but I haven't forwarded it to any FBI yet. And that's one issue. And then the other issue is, what is a parent supposed to do? Well, what am I supposed to do? Keep my kid out of school because they might be using not only vaccinations over there, but they might be administering a...
Children are the most precious thing in our lives. The teachers themselves aren't bad, but the system is bad. I don't think anybody should have their children in public school. I'm not making a moral judgment here. I'm just saying my children are homeschooled. They don't get anywhere near a government-controlled facility.
Well, I applaud that. You know, again, I'm too nice a dad for my own children because, you know, I've been pressured by them. The one that I have right now, as a matter of fact, we're preparing this evening to go to Laguna Beach School Board meeting and then tomorrow to the Parents Teachers Association. Parents need to know right now that all the PTAs are gearing up by direction of virtually FEMA to direct the emergency response, which they're predicting, and this whole vaccination agenda will be conducted partially or administered partially by volunteer parents from the PTA. So, what number one, there's two things that I would recommend. Not only read and study the affidavit and all these links so that you can articulate very, very clearly and reasonably calmly to the health officials as well as the school board persons that this is an issue that has not been addressed by the health departments and these vaccinations are risky.
And these are companies that have histories of killing people knowingly over and over again.
Right. And then the other thing is take the resolution on fluscam.com. Copy and paste the resolution. There's the new Hawaii resolution has gone through the attorneys from the county of Hawaii. They're currently, this coming week, debating it on the floor of the legislature. So you have all of that information. Copy and paste it and make your own county council and township.
Now tell people what the resolution says briefly.
The resolution states that because of all of these issues that we're talking about, that there shall be a religious exemption and philosophical exemption administered to anyone who wants to exempt from the vaccine program, and that children shall not be injected without their parents' consent.
All right. Thank you so much, caller. A few final calls for our guests. Let's go ahead and talk to Alicia in California. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex Jones. It's I'm a big fan, and my dad is a big fan of you, and it's just a great honor to be on your talk show.
Well, it's an honor to talk to you. What's on your mind?
We've been doing some research about like how they're talking about mandatory swine flu shots behind doors, and our schools is leaning on the swine flu like. They can take you out of school if you don't do swine flu and stuff.
Yeah, they're saying if you don't take the shot, we're gonna kick you out.
You know, kind of like that, but they said like you will have some disabilities on your grades and stuff.
Here's what you do: you download Alan Phillips' book on vaccination exemptions. Read it. It's only about 120 pages. It's big writing and it's easy to read. And he'll share with you the state laws, as well as the number one urging, you assert your religious exemption.
Yeah, this is all being done through color of law. Obama's saying you don't have to take it, but then they're pushing it and threatening to fire people. God bless you. Good to hear from you. I want to talk to Marcus in Georgia, a vaccine worker, then Charlene in New York, medical worker. We're going to let our guest go. He'll be back later this week, graciously. Marcus in Georgia, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Yes, I work for Novartis. We're the number two flu-making vaccine company in the world. And
You guys just bought out Novavax, which was one of the CDC's organizations that advanced the Mexican flu fright.
That's right. And as far as with the adjuvants and everything that you mentioned, yes, they are in there. And I read news articles in which they mentioned that it's not in there. They're lying. And
I know. It's admittedly on the insert. Admitted on their own website, and the news is, see, even if you believe all there's that it's good, how do you believe people who are always lying? I'm sorry, sir. I'm going to shut up because you're a key person, Marcus. Tell us, as a vaccine worker, what's going on?
We have, they're rolling out with a new one that's supposed to be a one-dose vaccine, in which they said that the two-shot vaccine no longer will be required, and they're going to offer it to the employees and also to the family of the employees beginning October 21st, I actually believe is the actual date.
What do you do for the vaccine company?
Well, I work for the daughter company, and I get all the information due to the intranet part. The dailies, I have all access to all the information in which.
What are the workers saying? What are the workers saying around you?
Well, the younger people, I'll say maybe in their mid-30s and below, they're not with it. They don't want to take it. But a lot of the older employees, I think just due to the overwhelming media hype, they fearful of it, and a lot of them are going to go ahead and take it. But I'm warning a lot of them, and some are doing their research, and they're going to think about it. We had meetings on it this past weekend in which they went down a full outline on the way that they're going to prescribe it to the employees. They haven't made it mandatory yet.
Are they discussing making it mandatory?
It's a discussion. It's a discussion that's taking place.
Well, what they're doing is gauging whether they can make you take it. The federal government, we just confirmed this, it's up on prisonplanet.com in my stack, sent out questionnaires to CEOs and corporate leaders asking, will you follow orders for quarantines, forced inoculations?
That's right. The new one that they came out with that the FDA just approved, I think it's called Celtura, the MF59 adjuvant cell-based cultured one. They have it ready, and I think that's going to be one of the ones they're going to have available for the employees.
Sir,
but
what do you...
They say that was not available to the population yet.
Oh, so yeah, they get to test it on their own people.
What I did hear in the beginning was that there was going to have three of them, and from one of the doctors that I talked to, they mentioned that this was his opinion. He said they're going to have one that was going to turn the immune system off. And the second one would be the one in which they will prescribe.
Alex, I just want to mention that Dr. Horowitz, if you go visit his fluscam.com site and you check under the vaccine package inserts link, it does list all of the documents from the pharmaceuticals with listing the ingredients and the warnings on them.
Yeah, yes, every single one of the vaccinations, we've got the package inserts now posted, freely downloadable on fluscam.com. And you can see even the manufacturers are telling you all the warnings about it.
But then meanwhile, Reuters is saying there's no problem and there's no adjuvants, there's no mercury, all lies. Ladies and gentlemen, so what are the employees saying? As you know, this stuff's in there, but the media is saying it's not in there.
You know what? When we interviewed the other day in Safeway supermarket, we interviewed all the employees and no one was going to take the vaccination. The pharmacist, like I said, had no clue whatsoever, and he wasn't going to take it.
Yeah, they're just finding, but in closing, Marcus, what's the bottom line with people you're talking to? I mean, are your coworkers smelling a rat?
Yes, they are, and I printed off the insert for one of them, the Flubrin, and on the warning and precaution, it does mention the Guillain-Barré syndrome, and it says on the insert, if Guillain-Barré syndrome has occurred within 6 weeks of receipt of prior influenza vaccine, the decision to give Flubrin should be based on careful consideration of the potential benefits.
Yeah, we need to get that up on InfoWars.com. Do you have the Flubrin posted up on FluScam, Dr. Horowitz?
Yes, we do, Alex. Just connect to FluScam.com, and you'll see the new page that's there.
All right. I want to get Paul Watson to do a headline. Flu vaccine maker admits link to Guillain-Barré, which killed your mother, Dr. Horowitz. Sorry to mention that.
Yeah.
I know it's painful. We can save lives here. But again, then we need to show how they're hoaxing, saying it doesn't. Well, man, I hear that Dr. Dina Dell every weekend on the radio saying that's not true, and then the insert says it.
Yeah, but you know what? But the insert itself is a fraud because you can't simply say at 6 weeks it's a cutoff. If you've ever had Guillain-Barré, it means that you have your system engaged with antigenic complexes and immune system sensitivities that are going to be aggravated hideously by these new injections.
This is unbelievable. God bless you, Marcus. Stay in contact with us. Anything else?
I got one more point that you mentioned about the microchips. With me working for Novartis, I also had access to another story that was linked on their website. Microchip and blood pressure pills, NAGS, patients who skip some medication. So they do have the microchip ready.
No, they're saying they're going to make people, they're considering making you take a chip to prove you've had the flu shot. That's mainstream news. I mean, we're entering the Twilight Zone. Thank you, Marcus. Final caller, and then we've got other key flu and economic news coming up after the break. And then Dr. Jerome Corsi joins us as well. Charlene, New York medical worker, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Alex. I've been trying to call for a while now, and I just wanted to really, as a person who's experienced great health most of my life, I swam every day, played tennis 4 hours at a time, and was in perfect health, worked in the medical field, and had a chance to unknowingly receive the hepatitis B immunization, the trifecta. After receiving the third shot, I moved to a different work site. So 3 weeks later, I was noticing some very photosensitivity. I was waking up in the morning in my head. It was really weird. It looked like a corpse. It looked like there was no blood. It wasn't like pretty and pale. It was like a corpse head. But I still had never heard of any kind of bad reactions to things, knowing I was in the most excellent health you could be in. Anyways, just to make a long story short, I want to let people know out there that the neurological storms that came upon me shortly after that are, it's like being stuck in a Stephen King novel, and I'm not kidding.
Well, what they admit it causes the brain to swell. Dr. Horowitz.
The hepatitis B vaccine, just look at the documents in the affidavit on the hepatitis B vaccine. Give it to 12-hour-old infants whose immune systems aren't mature yet is absolute genocide.
And we wonder why the kids are all dull and half-retarded now. It's soft-kill weapons. Ma'am, call me back again with more. We're out of time, Charlene, because tomorrow we're going to open the phones up again for victims and other people. God bless you, and I'm sorry that happened to you. That's why I want to warn people. We know, and they just keep killing us. The Gardasil, they keep killing us. They're dying. They're becoming paralyzed. FluScam.com, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Continue War Room there. We'll have Dr. Horowitz and his investigative journalist friend, Ms. Kane, back up this week. In fact, as I put you on hold, Dr. Horowitz, with my producers, let's set a time up for you to come back on the next 3 days with the latest updates as this develops. This is a war room here as we try to warn everybody. Dr. Horowitz, Sherry Kane, thank you so much for your incredible courage.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
Thank you, Alex.
Stay there. We're going to set you up again. And we got a bunch of other medical doctors coming up. We got Sherry Tenpenny. We got Dr. Blaylock. We've got Stan Monteith, the doctor, coming on. Dr. Ron Paul this week. Total coverage. Stay with us. More.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. It is documented as we wage war on corruption, crash of the lies, and disinformation. For about 2 segments in the next hour, we got Dr. Jerome Corsi on. I'm going to get his take on the flu, but separately on what's happening to the economy and Google and others with systems, these smart thermostats to track everything you're doing basically on your power grid in your home. So we're going to get some into that. We're going to continue in the last half hour to take your whistleblower calls about forced inoculations, troop movements. I have a video clip of troops running checkpoints in Arizona against citizens. It's all starting to happen as they just ratchet it up incrementally. Here's a Reuters headline. Gold climbs towards 18-month high. Eyes on Fed. And gold is at $1,019 and climbing. And we have Ted Anderson joining us because Ted Anderson bought gold again when it was a lot lower than it is now, and he can sell you gold and silver at a price much lower than it is right now. You can't beat that in this market when most people can't even get their hands on gold and silver now. A lot of the brokers are running out. Ted Anderson, Midas Resources, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex. Boy, I can tell you it's getting tough to buy it in the dips right now. I had about maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours to lock things in when gold was at $995 here just yesterday. And now it's jumped right up to 1,020, and it's getting tough. I mean, India right now is buying gold like crazy. The Chinese are. There is a lot of demand in this marketplace, not just here in the United States, but in the world. And mostly you'll see that reflected in the prices when the Asian markets open up while we're sleeping. Every now and then we have this dip here because the Fed's in there trying to push the prices down. And then you watch the European market and the Indian and the Asian markets, and the price just runs right back up.
Well, this is like being able to buy Google or IBM stock when it's at 100, and then it goes up to 130 or 150, and you're still selling the stock for the lower price. People cannot beat this deal. Ted, gold's more than doubled in the last 5 years. It's over 20% gain a year. What is it?
Yeah, it's running right in at that 20% level, because you got to remember, we go back down to about 245 gold. And, yeah, gold has really done well. So has silver.
Well, wait. If it was 245 then, and now it's up to over 1,000, that's more than a doubling. That's a tripling? Sure. Quadrupling?
Yeah, quadrupling from the lowest point in the marketplace. You know, it's hard to hit those points. And like I said, I mean, to be able to buy in these dips right now when you only have little tiny opportunities, usually have a day or two, I don't even get that anymore. It's like an hour, it'll come down, and boom, it's right back up again. And it's strong. I expect to see gold go up further. It's breaking forward. If you're a technician, you can see what's going on in the marketplace. It's hitting this resistance level and heading right back on up again. It looks like a W on a chart, which is what, it's an indication that we're going to break forward. Bob Chapman was mentioning that on a show I was on with him just yesterday, and I've been following the same thing. If you follow Robert Prechter and you're a technician at all, you can see what's going on with
gold. Well, Ted, tell people the gold and silver you've got at the below market price.
Well, the best things that I have right now still are the Walking Liberty halves at $869. Silver trading around $17. That's a steal. That's like buying Walking Liberty halves at the junk price. And then the $10 Liberty right now at $818.50, roughly about $150 more if I buy them back in the marketplace right now. And seriously, I mean, if you're looking at the francs or the British sovereigns, they're at a good buy too. But those two coins, without a question, hands down.
Well, where is Crazy Eddie when you need him? I mean, I should be yelling and screaming and saying, incredible deal. It is such an amazing deal. We're just going to calmly let you know that price is there. Tell folks about the silver.
Yeah, the silver right now, the best thing to buy is that Walking Liberty half. It's $869. If you like those Lakota coins, they're going to be jumping up too. They're at $22.30. You can call us at 1-800-686-2237. We'll have all that for you. But mention you heard it on the Alex Jones Show, please.
800-686-2237. If you don't tell them you heard it on this radio show today, Ted is selling gold at a higher price. This is a special for our listeners only. 800-686-2237. Dr. Jerome Corsi is coming up in 5 minutes. I want to talk to you more about the market. Ted, stay with us. Back in 1 minute.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anderson's our guest for the next 5 minutes. Then Dr. Jerome Corsi on a host of important issues. The economy, got a doctorate in that. His take on the flu, I don't know his view on it. We'll get it. I would imagine it's similar to ours from the research. And what's happening with Google and others wanting to track everything you do inside your home. That is coming up. In fact, did you guys print me that article off Watson's story 3 years ago about Google wanting to use the cameras and microphone on your computer to watch and track you? We can't find that. Get Watson to. I know you gave it to us. I got the stack here on the tracking in the home. I just need that one. Going back to Ted Anderson. Ted, you've been in the gold and silver business for 30 years. You've had Midas Resources for 12. We knew in the fall gold would go up. We told everybody that. I mean, that's what the smart money was on. The dollar's plunging. The world is talking about all the overprinting of money and issuance of currency and credit to the central banks. They're telling us we're going to have the first jobless recovery, a booming economy where you're homeless, because the banks are doing well. That's the only gauge in the economy now, thanks to their heist. They're doing well. Of $23.7 trillion in the U.S. alone of taxpayer money the last 11 months. We haven't got new numbers, so it's really the first 10 months. It'll be higher. What is really going on, Ted?
What's really going on at this particular time is you said it like you did. We're in the time of the year where gold and silver does better as a historical fact. And right now we're at the beginning of it and not the end of it. We've just about reached the gold peak. That's the highest price that's ever been seen, which is $1,030.80. When we break through that level, gold is going to see a new trading range. We'll probably be seeing that 1,016 level, and then we'll be bouncing down. Maybe we'll get lucky, and we'll be able to buy gold at about 1,050 on the dip. And so this momentum is building. You can see it in the charts and graphs. With India, I mean, they every time, this time of year, they're always buying gold. This is their wedding season. It's part of the dowry to have gold for the women when they get married. In the springtime, they always sell to buy their seed for their farms. It's just timing-wise in the marketplace. But you compound this issue with all the money that's been printed by the Fed and issued into the banks, and now we're seeing the velocity that money hit in the economy. That's why you're seeing gold go up. Right now, the Chinese are looking closer at a gold-backed basket-type currency to hold in reserve than they are the U.S. dollar, and they hold $3.3 trillion of U.S. government assets, meaning the U.S. Treasury bonds, notes, and bills, and cash. All that money comes back to the United States. We're toast. We're going to be in worse shape than Argentina was when they failed. I mean, the United States has been on a credit binge and still is. Every time the government turns around and has a problem, they want to print money, which means that the United States has to borrow money directly from the Fed through the open market operation, and that means more money coming into the system, and it means a loss of purchasing power, and gold prices are reflecting that, and you can see the Fed trying to step in and manipulate the market and bring the price down. If you want to know more about that, all you have to do is go to GATA.org. GATA.org, and you can find out more on that. I can just tell you right now, Alex, there's so much manipulation going on in the marketplace, but the Fed and its operations are losing the battle, and the value of the currency is going to be lost in the math of it, and unfortunately, the people of the United States are going to lose a lot of purchasing power, whether if it's in the stocks, bond market, you're sitting in annuities, it doesn't matter.
And what's going to happen is, as the yuppies that laugh at us finally, and it's starting to happen, rush in and start buying gold and silver as it goes up, that's going to make it even harder to get. You've now come to the point where it's hard for you to get it. You've got it in stock, silver and gold, way below what it's currently selling for. How long can you hold that deal you made in the last segment?
Well, this one here I'm going to hold until midnight, and if I'm really lucky, we'll get another dip and I can buy again and still keep the prices low. But it's getting to be more difficult. Like I said, Alex, I had about a two-hour window here to pick up things at that 994. Yeah. You know, it's,
and you're selling it in the market right now at that when gold's above 1,020. 800-686-2237. The brokers will be there till midnight Central Standard Time tonight. Don't wait. The deal ends at midnight tonight. 800-686-2237. Midas Resources, the owner of the GCN Radio Network, the best deal out there. Ted Anderson, 800-686-2237. Tell them Alex Jones sent you to get that or you'll pay more. We'll be right back.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, coming to you by corporate occupied territory, the global corporate takeover of the United States, the entire planet, owns the New World Order, is moving quickly. At the bottom of the hour, I'm going to break down all these mainstream articles calling for a world government, world taxes. Meanwhile, the George Soros publications are saying we're liars, none of this exists, using a military tactic of stalling, so we just argue about whether or not it exists rather than whether we want it or not. Dr. Jerome Corsi received a PhD from Harvard University in political science in 72 and has written many best-selling books, including the number one New York Times bestseller, Unfit for Command, Swift Boat, Veterans Speak Out Against Kerry. His latest bestseller was The Late Great USA that we sell, by the way, the latest edition at Infowars.com, The Coming Merger of Mexico-Canada. He's a senior staff reporter for WorldNet Daily. He's also written for Human Events and other big publications. His newest book is America for Sale. We'll have him back on the next few weeks about that. Dr. Corsi, I got a host of issues. The flu, Google, and the smart thermostats, California putting in another system that tracks, Texas putting them in. We have one here at the office. It can tell what we're using, what we're doing, total surveillance. But I wanted to throw this out at you while I have you. I consulted on a new film, Camp FEMA, that just came out that we have at Infowars.com. And I'm in it. It has the FEMA documents, the legislation, the emergency management plans, the continuity of government, the whole system. And Glenn Beck, who I know you've been on the Fox News shows, I'm not getting you here to bash, and he's a big leader in the Patriot movement and, you know, exposing a lot of things that are important, like the government health care. But he had Popper Mechanics on to say that the FEMA camps is all made up, and he used a straw man of a debunk thing from the mid-90s. you know, to say none of this exists. But you've written a bunch of articles about the FEMA camps. So has the New York Times, for that matter, and the Houston Chronicle. Give us quickly your take on the FEMA camps, and maybe I could send this video that I worked on to him, and maybe then he'll change his tune.
Well, I don't have the articles in front of me right now, Alex, but I have documented contracts from the Department of Homeland Security to build temporary detention camps. These have been in effect since the Bush administration. And I continue to be concerned that under the idea of protecting us in natural disasters like Katrina, the government is gaining powers which could be used in the event of civil disorder. I lived through the 1970s. And I did a lot of reporting, even when I was working for research institutes and academics, going back to the 1970s, about the detention camps that were used in protests like the May Day protest in Washington, D.C. I did a lot of research on Captain Zanders, who was head of the D.C., Washington, D.C. police force. So there's been a lot of history in the United States, and it's not all been good, of utilizing detention camps going back to the Japanese detention camps in World War II. I think any attempt to just poo-poo the effort, for instance, I reported on the National Homeland Security Directive that President Bush signed.
PDD 51.
Which gave him authority to declare that the office of the president was in charge of all levels of government, down to tribal government. In the declaration, the self-declaration by the president of a national emergency, very broadly defined, which could include, again, not just natural disasters or health disasters, but it could include a variety of civil protest situations.
And now they're using the Army to spy on in the Fed protest. That's been declassified. Now the Army wants 379,000 troops in America.
Well, I've also reported extensively on U.S. NORTHCOM and its mission to be a military presence in civil emergency situations. And, Alex, these things are always very difficult. They're presented as if this is, you know, the United States government trying to assist the citizens. And there can be legitimate but limited roles for the federal government and even the military to play in natural hazards or other national emergencies.
But what about the Arcadia drill? What about the Arcadia drill in Iowa this year for gun confiscation?
These are very fine lines, and they very easily cross over into violations of civil liberties and disrespect for the fundamental aggressive rights of protest that we have under the First Amendment. So I'm always very concerned about these, Alex, and the powers exist. There are presidential directives which could be used to exert martial law. There are powers to create temporary camps, which could be used to create detention camps. And I think it's important and responsible for people like yourself, for us at WorldNet Daily, to keep reporting of these issues so the American people are aware of a potential expansion of government power that would be completely antagonistic to the First Amendment.
Well, sir, just so you know, from Texas to Arizona to Michigan to California, regular Army, regular Marines, and National Guard, and in Tennessee 3 months ago, we had the state rep on. The Army was running checkpoints with Homeland Security in Tennessee. The governor said don't do it, and the Army ignored them. I'm playing a YouTube video sent to us from just a few days ago of National Guard troops in the middle of Arizona out searching people's cars.
And so, I'd like to see this new film you created. I haven't seen this one. I've seen most of your previous films, and I enjoy them, and I think they're well done. I want to see this new one.
Well, I want to get into some other subjects with you, like the big report you've got at WorldNet Daily today.
Yeah.
Also, Christian Science Monitor coming soon. Google your electricity use, tracking everything going on in your home. Also, your article, Get Ready, Here Come the Energy Police. Google power meter could mean regulation of your private home. And we're going to go over these. Google.org is partnered with EPB, JEA, Reliance Energy, SDGE, Sempra Energy, Toronto Hydro, TXU, White River Electric Cooperative, WPS, Wisconsin, Yellowstorm. It goes on and on. Itron. And then I have the other articles here out of California where they're making people take these. They came and put it on our business a few months ago here in Austin on our company thing. Didn't even ask. They just put it in. and they admit it tracks everything we're doing.
Well, and see, again, this what this is what's called a Google Power Meter, and it's an internet-based technology that measures your use of energy. And, of course, Google, all these things come presenting themselves as a great favor to you. Google says, well, when you go to the grocery store, you get an itemized list of the groceries you bought. Why should you just get an energy bill at the end of the month for the energy company without itemizing your use of power by specific refrigerator, air conditioning, heater, et cetera?
And they mentioned carbon tax. This is getting us ready for carbon audits.
See, all of this sounds great, but what happens on this, Alex, is it sets up the basis for the government then to have standards where they say, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Jones, you're using too much energy. And when you combine it, as I have with the census reporting that's being planned, including the census survey that's going to be taken on a sample of the American people, where the government's going to know exactly who's in your home, what education they've got, what languages they speak, what nationality they are, how much money they make, et cetera, it's very conceivable that this energy meter then becomes the energy police. And Google provides the government with the data to saying, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Jones or Mr. Corsi, your home is too big. You know, you've got to pay a surcharge because you've got these additional rooms, unless you, of course, you want to maybe move in a poor family and house them. Or, and by the way, your refrigerator's a little bit old, and we don't think you've had proper insulation in your home.
And they say if you cannot measure it, you cannot improve it. They're admitting this is part of the new climate change bill with these home inspections where the feds can evict you anytime they want if you don't, quote, comply with federal international zoning.
And what they're saying is it's ET meets IT. In other words, energy technology meeting internet technology, information technology. And it's being beta tested by Google, not just in the United States, but in India, Germany, Canada. Google intends this to be a global standard, so we've got more one world order of vision here, saying that our energy use, our carbon emission footprint, all of these things can be measured, controlled, regulated by the government with new standards that are fundamentally anti-free enterprise. Right now, if you use energy and you pay for it, you have a right to buy the energy being sold to you by the utility.
And again, they brag. Enron came up with this idea more than 12 years ago. They brag, just like with artificial scarcity with water or diamonds or oil, they will restrict it, make you cut back on what you're using, and then just charge you more for less. It's a total scam.
Well, and again, people have got to be aware of the power of the government in these situations. Look at the farmers out in Southern California, where the government is cutting off their water to protect some environmental creature that they don't want to go extinct.
But this also sets the precedent, as you write in your article, that Google is hooked into your house. It's got algorithms that can tell when you're using the washing machine, the toaster. They admit this. They're now going to be itemizing what you're doing.
What you're doing.
This is the equivalent of cameras in the house.
They can tell when you're using your television, when you're using your washer and dryer, when you're using your dishwasher, when you're using your air conditioner. They can measure whether or not this meets. So it's a complete monitoring.
And they're already saying if you're an energy waster, or like in Austin, they charge you more if you use a lot of water, they're going to penalize you.
Precisely.
They're surveilling you. This is Big Brother.
This is a monitoring of what goes on inside your home, your daily activities measured in terms of energy with a government regulation that could either say you're violating some law how you're using energy, or you're going to have a surcharge placed on you, or under these new public welfare definitions that have, for instance, allowed expanded powers of eminent domain, the government's either going to move a family in with you or they're going to restrict your ability to use the entire house the way you want to use it.
And this is all stated. This is not our opinion. It's like they deny death panels, but then Newsweek comes out and says the case for killing Granny. And that's a psych warfare tactic, as you know, Dr. Corsi, where they announce they're going to do it and then deny they're doing it. Or Obama has his surrogate say any criticism of him is racism. Then he comes out and says, oh, that's not true. He plays the part of the good cop.
Well, and just like the government regulates efficiency standards on cars and trucks, they're aiming to do it in your home.
Well, of course, TiVo watches what you watch and creates a psychological algorithm and profile. And Google announced 3 years ago, government industry to use computer microphones to spy on 150 million Americans. Google's already doing that. I mean, this is Big Brother.
Exactly.
Stay there. Stay there. Stay there, Doctor. The UN brags. These big corporations brag. They're going to charge you more for water, energy, everything. They're creating mega monopolies, duopolies, oligopolies. Dr. Corsi, in the 5 minutes we've got left, this is widespread. It's not just Google, but they're the big global player, as you write in WorldNet Daily. Christian Science Monitor is saying how great it is. They're just doing this. How and they explain that this computer system through the electrical grid is going to be tracking everything you do. I mean, this is a total violation of the Fourth Amendment, a total Trojan horse of Big Brother Panopticon.
It's a home invasion by the federal government, ultimately, and state governments if they want to participate, into your home with Google providing the technology for the government to measure all your activities based on how much energy you're using and what type of energy you're using, down to is your television on, is your stereo on, is your computer on, are you using your dishwasher, how much air conditioning or heat are you using, and then, Alex, it sets up the standard where the government can either impose surcharges, oh, you're using too much energy, your carbon footprint is too large, or to say that there's something defective in your home. And why do you live in such a big home? How about if we move a poor family in? Maybe you need to close down part of that home. We don't think your refrigerator's old enough. Why don't you buy a new one? I mean, these are the kinds of intrusions.
Well, that's the idea with the cash for clunkers.
Yes, well, the whole aim of government saying, well, we just want to provide you the information to be more efficient is a Trojan horse, because it looks like the government's there to help you, but once you let the government in the front door, you've let the government measure and monitor your home activity. And if your home is your castle, this is a invasion, a Fourth Amendment invasion, into what people have as their most sacred part of their life, namely the privacy in their home.
And this is being done by stealth. I mean, 5 million homes in California are having it put in. 20,000 families are having cameras put in their homes to watch their kids. They're now saying they may make it standard for all new parents to have cameras watching them in the home. I mean, this is worse than 1984.
Well, and Alex, the fundamental freedom in terms of not only the government imposition on our lives, monitoring, measuring, controlling, having a bureaucrat make a decision about what you do, whether it's right or wrong, all of that's got to be offensive to any American that cares about fundamental freedom. For the Fourth Amendment invasion, coming into your home with electronics, where the government can measure and impose taxes on you for energy use or demand that you use your home in a particular way, is completely antithetical to the free enterprise system.
Well, Doc, you reach millions of people on your radio interviews and your column. Did you know that we did this off a Google press release 3 years ago, that they bragged they're already testing using the camera and the microphone built in, if you have Google and you're using it, to dial in?
I'll have to research that further. I did not know that.
Well, dial in with AI, and they say, don't worry, a human isn't listening. A computer listens for keywords, and they say if a dog barks, then Google ads pop up for a dog. Headline, government industry to use computer microphones to spy on 150 million Americans. And they have a link in the story from 3 years ago, we have a link to Google admitting this. In fact, this is just one of Paul's articles.
Well, this, I think, is one of the key issues of the technology being utilized by the government to control and invade our lives. The idea under free enterprise should be, if you want to buy energy and pay for it, it should be up to you what you want to use it for. Now we're getting the definitions of the general welfare clause of the Constitution, which is similar to the way that the Supreme Court's already expanded eminent domain to confiscate your private property on the pretext that the common good demands that your home be taken from you. These are the kinds of concerns that I have when we allow these powerful technologies that Google is developing, this energy meter, to be placed in our homes, ultimately whether we like it or not, as a condition of our receiving electricity that could ultimately be used to tax us or limit our freedoms and how we live our lives within our homes.
Is there any way to stop this? I mean, obviously educating people, but how do you say no? I mean, they just came and plopped one on the building here.
Well, I think the first issue is to fight it by letting people know that it's there. And then I think we've got to start demanding there be some legal action here, because unless they've got a search warrant, what is Google doing invading your business or your home to monitor or measure your energy consumption against your will?
Well, it's like poisoning a well. They just put it into the technology like the iPhones, and then we're all just surveilled.
And we've got to be aware of this and start fighting it. I think the article I wrote in my Red Alert newsletter here, this energy police, is really the issue, because the Google power meter means regulating your private home by government, which ultimately is the beginning of a police state.
It is. Dr. Corsi, thank you so much for joining us. The new book, just out, America for Sale.
It'll be on sale on October 13th. It's in pre-sale right now on Amazon.
We'll have you on. God bless. Take care.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
Into this world we're born.
Into this house we're born.
Into this world we're thrown.
Into this world we're thrown.
You give the New World Order a ride, folks.
Like a dog without a bone.
It will hurt you bad.
Actor out alone. Riders on the storm.
There is a murderer, a killer on the road. I think the song says it all. Crank it up.
His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday.
Let your children play.
Let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die.
Okay, I've cleared the phone lines. Specifically, if you're a nurse, military person, police officer, medical worker, with inside info on the forced inoculations, we've confirmed with hospital letters, government letters. They're up on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. I want to hear your whistleblowing or what's happening at your public school, private school, whatever intel you've got, specifically on the flu. Those calls only, please. You have folks a chance to get in. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Here's that number. You're driving along in a squad car. You're a nurse. You're a military person. You've got key info. 1-800-259-9231. I wanted to get into violating posse comitatus, National Guard on the streets of Kingman, Arizona. And we are going to do that in just a moment. Play that video for viewers. The audio for radio listeners as I break it down. Great job to the folks that shot this. You just carry a little digital pen. Hit the one button on the top, have it in your compartment. You see military checkpoint, they're all over the place now. I've run into these in Austin years ago. They do them illegally. We had a Marine Corps retired officer who ran a computer company in Austin, a listener. He was driving down I-35, had an illegal Army checkpoint. That made him go public to me about secret Army raids in the late 80s. That's in my film Road to Tyranny. This stuff's intensifying, though, and they're acclimating the police, the military, the citizenry to go along with this. And it's very, very, very serious. So that is coming up here in just a few minutes. I wanted to tell you about a couple of the sponsors that made this hour possible. One of them is MySolarBackup.com. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power. Hurricanes, snow, ice storms, or the government regulating how much power you can have. Enron shutting off power on purpose to then jack up prices. All those examples we were just covering, you need to go to MySolarBackup.com. From our great sponsor, Solutions from Science, you get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the power source 800-watt generator and a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas, but in the blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. Everybody should just move towards getting self-sufficient. That's what the globalists hate. They want to control you. Go to mysolarbackup.com and check out this great starter unit. Great way to get into solar. 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, or one word, www.mysolarbackup.com. Also, another great sponsor we have is Silver Lungs. This is a colloidal silver, a great colloidal silver generator in its own right, that then aerosolizes it where you inhale it. We've had a lot of, well, just check out the medical information they have there and the testimonials and reports at silverlungs.com. That's S-I-L-V-E-R, lungs, silverlungs.com. Super high quality colloidal silver. It's never been this easy and effective. It is just very, very effective. Silver Lungs has pioneered this nanotechnology one step further by providing the most superior delivery method directly in the bloodstream through the lungs, silverlungs.com, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, thanks to those sponsors, too, for making the show possible. I now want to get into this martial law video, and then we're going to talk to Alan, New York nurse at church, told to take vaccine in just a few minutes. Whistleblowers, people whose children have been threatened, told to take it. Any type of forced inoculation or intimidation or having it pushed on you, we want to hear about it. We confirm from listeners with all these documents. We call the numbers, states, the feds, medical companies, big conglomerates, ordering people to take it or they're fired. Absolutely insane. So we've confirmed that. That's important to prove the government's lying and quietly doing this and telling people not to talk about it. But let's now go to this video, violating posse comitatus, National Guard on the streets of Kingman, Arizona. Kingman, Arizona, Friday the 18th of September at around 4:45 p.m. downtown on Andy Devine National Guard performing police duty, providing security and directing traffic. And again, the Schenectady, New York, other areas. The mayor say, oh, we want troops in Alabama. Birmingham's talking about wanting troops on the streets. They're just announcing it to you. What is it the feds have been preparing for decades for? Why have they been gearing this up? We told you years ago, banking fraud, stealing everything through fiat fraud. The Federal Reserve has carried out the crime. Now they've got to suppress us from bringing them to justice. Says we support our soldiers and troops. We cannot support the unlawful deployment of our soldiers on U.S. soil to police the citizens, a clear violation of the Posse Comitatus Act. But, yeah, they're not our troops anymore. And here is the un-American precedent in violating the law in the police state in Kingman, Arizona last week. Here it is. Play the video. Kingman, Arizona, Friday 18, 2009, around 4:45 p.m. National Guard performing police duty. And again, they restate they support the troops. Why do we have to always say that? Like we're bad, like we're an enemy army.
Why?
Here they are driving.
I think we have National Guard.
There are the troops.
National Guard.
I'm going to ask them. Yes, I need to.
Okay, let's go.
This is off a video pin.
So should they come back?
No.
So they just saw troops. They got their little camera.
I want to know.
Is it a police job? That's amazing.
And why are they here? You know, this is for traffic, but why are they here? I'm curious. It's our right to know.
Hi
there. Just real curious, why is the National Guard out here?
We're just helping with security and traffic and stuff for the races. Are you under the city? Are you working for the city right now?
Okay.
Are you working for the city? Are you under the control of the police, sir?
I have no idea, actually.
Okay.
I just do what I'm told. I say, Roger, Sergeant.
I don't know, but we called you that. You're a sergeant? Okay, that's cool. Thank you.
Have you ever done anything like this before? A fair, a National Guard?
Nope. This is not for civil. I mean, you're operating in a civilian environment. There is a Posse Comitatus law. The army or the National Guard shouldn't be here unless there is an emergency. You know. Anyway, thank you. I want to just
ask. Not a good thing, and not against you, but it's not a good thing what's happening in this country when the military is teaming up with local police. We're not liking this at all.
Nothing with you.
Thank you. Nothing with you. Thank you. We're not liking this at all.
Back at the scene of the crime an hour later. More troops.
Huh? Are they gone?
I don't think so.
This is so criminal. It's all part of acclimation. They've set up a checkpoint. They've got roadblocks. Acclimating everyone for the total takeover. They'll just do it year after year until you totally accept it. They're going to be coming in your homes. $15 million fines for selling any recalled toys or products at a garage sale. Here come the troops over to them.
Let me see.
National Guard is here.
Yeah, they just left.
They just left. What are they
doing here? They're
their security service. All right, that's enough. That's enough. You can watch the rest at Infowars.com from the Mojave Minutemen. I want to get the Mojave Minutemen on. We have Tom in Arizona saying he's a witness to National Guard. Then we're going to Alex in Florida. Children in school told to take shots. Alan in New York, nurse told to take vaccine. This is unbelievable. But Tom in Arizona, did you see this in Kingman, Arizona, or where were you?
Yes, I live in Kingman, Arizona, and they were there on Friday, and they were eyeballing me as I drove by. It was very uncomfortable.
They're told to go out.
Weapons,
have you seen Endgame where I have troops come over with guns and they say, you turn your bleeping camera off?
Absolutely. Yes. And I know the man that was videotaping that. And we had a protest a few weeks ago in Kingman, and none of the press showed up, even though they were all notified for Oath Keepers. That's what that man is involved in. Also, I have to tell you that at UNLV in Las Vegas, forced inoculations. My daughter got inoculated. They forced her to go. If she wanted to go to the school, you got to be inoculated. Now, the Kingman police are out of their jurisdiction, all the way up by the dam, 40 miles north of the town, and they got the National Guard in Kingman. I also would like to tell you,
Listen, let me just stop you. I can't even pay attention to all that's happening. I just noticed we have a We Are Change Ohio with MPs coming up and talking to people. I mean, the military's totally taking over. This is Red Dawn, but they just do it, and then nothing happens. And it's and you're saying at the university they ordered your daughter and made her? She didn't run?
Yes. She took, I don't know what inoculations she had to take, but she said they had her take a whole bunch of inoculations, even a tetanus shot.
See, it's all beginning. Oh, my
and
God.
Listen to this, Alex. This is very important. In the early 90s, my kids were sexually molested in Chicago, and she got hooked up with the political machine there. They covered it up. The psychiatrist's name, can I mention it?
No, I don't want to get into stuff I can't document.
Besides that, their solution was to cover it up and put all my kids on Dexedrine, saying they had ADHD for years. And you can imagine what effect that has on them. That is
well, sir,
deep.
Listen, I got to get to the other calls on flu. Call me back when we're not in such a rush. Thank you for the great folks that are getting the video. We commend you and salute you. I don't doubt anything you're saying. I just have to be careful because you could be an operative calling in front of, I don't think you are, but I just have to watch people if something is unsubstantiated. Even when I used to show the Marines trying to confiscate our guns in my film Martial Law and the film Police State 2000, people thought it was fake. I mean, they just can't understand how real this is. They're just acclimating, but it's all building through a crescendo. Guys, pull up that We Are Change Ohio video. Play that. I know it's got some music at the first. This is troops in Ohio. They're just everywhere. Here it is. First is the Kentucky Derby. Then it's New York. Then it's the NFL games. Then it's high school, college games. We have troops doing it. Now it's Ohio. This is Newport, Kentucky. Military checkpoints that appeared around downtown September 6th. Officially, this was done for traffic control. See, for the local River Fest celebration, they use any excuse. Oh, the Army's just here. Oh, it's just normal. Get everybody used to it. I can't believe this. Look, there are the troops. Video's up on Infowars.com. We got to get We Are Change Ohio on about this as soon as possible. I want to get Mojave Minutemen on. This is just, I mean, they know the people are waking up. They know they're going to destroy the dollar. The people are going to get angry, and they've got the troops standing by. Every time there's a shooting, they call out regular Marines now. Look at this. Look at this. This is total Red Dawn. Absolutely kryptonite to America. Look at him. He's got a sidearm on. A Beretta or 45. Beretta 9mm or... My gosh. Heaven help us. Oh, look at all those Humvees. Look at all those troops. Armed troops. Oh, yes. Just helping with security at the River Fest. Just any event. Ohio, Kentucky, Texas, California, Arizona, Florida. Florida just had a drill 2 months ago with, was it 12 or 13 nations from Latin America landing, quote, for anti-terror drills. NLE09 admits they're going to use foreign troops in America. Foreign corporate takeover of the United States. Absolute total high treason. folks, they're doing this so they can rob you blind. I want you to know, and they're acclimating the troops to direct the public. Look at this guy, fresh back from Iraq. He's now out there. They're getting everybody ready for checkpoints, everybody ready for control. This is so criminal. This is so evil. They're training them for gun confiscation drills in Arcadia, Iowa, just all over the town. Troops. Oh, my God. The troops are questioning people right there on the video. Troops coming up, directing people. Everybody getting used to troops eyeballing everyone. We have the internal FBI training videos for police and military where they train them to watch citizens. Absolutely hellish. Total criminality unfolding. We got Alex in Texas calling in with Fox News, Massachusetts Governor Martial Law Report. Children in school being told to take forcible shots. Just keep rolling. I just can't even. Why does this have to happen to us? Do you know what this means? And they're just going to keep doing it like it's no big deal till they finally drop the hammer. Here they are talking to the troops. Turn it up. Unbelievable. Look at the troops coming over, trained to look for terrorists.
I seen two Marines earlier, but I think it's just us that's running this.
Cool. So what exactly are you guys here for? Like, what's the main reason?
Questioning.
Yeah. Traffic control.
Traffic control?
Hit pause. Notice local events all over the country. This is what they were doing years ago. It's in martial law. Searching 3-year-old kids walking down the street on video. Photos. We have, it's so evil. Remember the guys that ran on the field after the Kentucky Derby, and I'm sitting there eating at a restaurant watching it, and troops jump out with guns and run out on the field for fans? See, they don't use police now. It's about training you. Go back to the video.
That way to this way.
Cold ice water. It's free. Don't cost
right, civilian traffic out of the inner city. We're the Army National Guard. We cover stuff inside the nation.
Homeland Brigade.
Do you know when to stop just being emergencies?
It's for anything. Public events where local police departments don't have the manpower to cover.
Hit pause. Total federalization. We'll cover more of this tomorrow. They're definitely dropping the hammer right now, and I love this country and my family that lives here so much. This is so bad. This is Nazi Germany. This is Soviet Russia. This is going to be so bad, folks. It's so bad. And when those dumb young kids try to go out and get our guns, it's going to be hell. And that's what the globalists are planning on. We've got to get the government to back off. They got to stop their criminal activity. Alex in Texas, and we're going to the parents and people with the four shots. What is Fox News reporting in Massachusetts?
Thank you, Alex. Thank you for all the information and the education. But just this morning on Fox News, around 6 o'clock in the morning, they're saying that the governor of Massachusetts has signed an executive order for non-medical personnel to be able to go into people's homes, inject them with the vaccine.
Oh, I saw that.
Take their children.
Yes, I saw that. Massachusetts, non-medical workers inoculation, Boston Globe last week, but they couldn't pass the law, I guess, because they were trying. He just did an executive order.
Yes, and it said that it's going to go to the Senate for approval, so.
And then notice they're busy denying all this is happening as it's happening.
Absolutely. This is
scary. What do you think about all this? Troops everywhere.
It's awful, Alex. It's hard to believe. I'm surprised people aren't, you're helping people wake up to this, but I know there's a lot of people out there in denial. They can't believe that our country can do this to the people.
Oh, look, they're going for broke. I just skipped the break. This is too important. Look, folks, this is eugenics. This is pure evil. They're brainwashing these dumb young kids in these uniforms. They're bringing them back from Iraq against us. This is hell. Anything else?
No, Alex. I hadn't heard you mention that, so I just wanted.
Well, we've got to launch some. Thank you. God bless. Yeah, that's it. You're right. I remember the story. Yeah, they said they're going to come in your house, take your kids. They're training the clergy, tens of thousands, to tell their flocks, go to FEMA camps, turn their guns in. They're sending out questionnaires to business owners saying, will you submit to martial law, mainstream government document, prisonplanet.com. They are going to use the flu as their cover. Now, if we get the word out on this, they'll back off, but then keep acclimating. and then go, well, why aren't you, and have all the local good old boys. I'm out here with the troops and the Marines and the National Guard. What's wrong with them searching for stuff? We're patriots. You know, this fake conservatism, this fake liberalism. I'm just, everybody needs to call the White House, Congress. We need to get our congressmen speaking out against this. The Governors Association did write letters to Obama saying, we don't want martial law. We don't want NORTHCOM on the streets. My head is spinning right now. God help us. And I'm sending my guys to do just like those guys just did, to go up and talk to the troops. In fact, call Do right now before I forget. Leave a video. I want them to go up and talk to the troops like We Are Change Ohio and everybody else are doing. They're already on an airplane, but I want that on Do's phone so he knows. Oh, my God. Because it's just happening everywhere now, like I told you it would. This is the buildup. Red alert. Let's go to Alex in Florida. Children in school told to take shots. Alex?
Oh. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you. Good to speak to you, and thank you for taking my call, Alex. Basically, when my wife went to go ahead and sign my two children, my daughter, which is in high school, and my son, which is in elementary school, they gave her a piece of paper, and they basically the questions are asking or telling requirements in regards to the fluoride pill, the H1N1 vaccine.
The fluoride pills! I remember them giving me that at Margaret Sanger Elementary I went to in Dallas. They're now saying you got to take the fluoride pills, too.
Yeah, and that's the first time I've ever heard of it, so I was actually in shock, but thankfully, because I have listened to you and have looked up the information on the internet, I told her prior to this, and because it gave her the ability to say no, she said no, and she signed off on the piece of paper. She does have a copy of the sheet, but it does require...
I'm begging you to scan it and send it to writers@infowars.com with a short email blurb. You must take the fluoride pills. I mean, it's body snatcher level. It's Twilight Zone. It's hellish. But Glenn Beck's not going to tell his people about it. The liberals aren't going to tell their people. We're just going into tyranny.
That's correct, sir.
God bless you, Alex. Go ahead.
They still sell fluoride toothpaste as well, and they're still pushing that stuff in a dentist's office. So I still
they're brain damaging people by design. Most of the public's completely brain damaged. That's why you can't even talk to them. I appreciate your call. God help us. I'm telling you, in my gut and intellectually, and I'm seeing all the signs, they are moving at light speed. Everybody, you better do banner hangs over overpasses. You better put up micro FMs. You better put up your own websites. You better call into talk radio. You better go to city council. You better run around with bullhorns in the streets. It's time for everybody to go completely wild, speaking out about the New World Order, about the troops. It's time to go up to the troops. It's time to talk to them. It's time to let them know that you're aware of what they're doing. It's time to explain to them how they're being acclimated. God, these are just kids out there. They're brainwashing these poor, stupid young punks. Oh, God. And I've seen the internal drilling. They're training to. I got it in martial law where the Marines put a militiaman down on his knees and they simulate shooting you in the back of the head. And I want to tell the stupid Marines and Army people something that aren't awake. They will use you up in a minute, and they plan for you to get chewed up for the I-4 troops to come in after the Patriots defeat you. You're being played. God help you. God help you. God help us. It's got to really hit home how real this is. It's got to really hit home what's happening to us. Alan, New York nurse, church told to take vaccine. What did your clergy response team, FEMA preacher, tell you to take it or you go to hell?
Alex, God bless you. There is a lady in our church who is a full-time nurse at a local hospital, and her story actually made the front page of the Schenectady Gazette.
Oh, where your mayor's calling for martial law.
I'm sure.
See, it's
is.
Everywhere. It's everywhere. No matter
I
what.
I remember that.
God.
She's been told, according to the September 19th copy of the Gazette, mandatory flu shots not welcome. Healthcare workers can be fired if they refuse. If you'll furnish me with an address, I'll send you a copy of the paper so that you have this documented.
Well, we can probably pull it up in this. What's the headline in the Schenectady News again?
It's the Schenectady Gazette, September 19th.
And what was the headline?
It's on the very front page. It says mandatory flu shots not welcome.
Mandatory flu shots not welcome. Schenectady Gazette.
Mandatory flu shots not welcome. Healthcare workers can be fired if they refuse. If this lady does not accept the flu shot by November 1st.
So there it is. We've got Obama lying and denying it, and caller after caller after caller with it in the local news. We have the internal documents, troops popping up everywhere. God help us.
Absolutely.
Do you understand how they do this martial law in slow motion?
Yes.
Sorry. Go ahead.
But Alex, God bless you. You're doing an excellent job.
Well, everybody's got to do banner hangs. There's the article. A Daily Gazette. Mandatory flu shots not welcome. Healthcare workers can be fired if they refuse. Totally criminal. No law, but they just say it. What are we going to do, folks? Everybody, don't wait. Do banner hangs against martial law. Banner hangs saying martial law taking over. Call into all talk radio. I need a battle plan from Paul Watson explaining that we got to get the info war out now. They are just incrementally moving against us. They know that's hard to beat. Brainwashing the troops, brainwashing the police, brainwashing the public. Total acclimation happening. Foreign banks robbing us. This radio show, we're on the front lines of the info war. We are your wartime broadcasters battling to save the Republic. The Republic has essentially been seized by foreign offshore corporations. The Republic has fallen. We must resuscitate it. Please tell your entire email list, your friends, your family, your neighbors to listen at InfoWars.com, the free podcast in the listen section, top tab of the site, your local AM and FM stations. Everybody, tune in tomorrow, 11 a.m. We're to continue to expose this, and we can fight these people if we wake up and point it out to everybody. Great job, crew. Pray to God there's awakening, an awakening, an awakening, an awakening!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We're in danger!